did right before we went on the air.
Not just now, thanks.
We have a sponsor.
They sold it.
Wow.
I don't want to give it out. I don't want to give them any free plugs, but
I'll tell you right now, I'm not. I agree we shouldn't give them any free plugs, but I simply think the coolest sponsor ever in
absolutely
the history of the Don and Mike
it's
show.
True.
It's true. History of broadcast.
They really went out. Remember on Friday we said they could sell anything on this show? I said, well, go out and sell the farts.
Right.
Well, they did. From now on, whatever anybody farts live on the air,
yes,
it will have a sponsor.
That's great. Great. This is a groundbreaking moment.
This is such a whorehouse.
It's a ground windbreaking moment.
It is. Ladies and gentlemen, stadium announcer, Philip R. Cockburn.
Oh. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
Phil and I had a blast this morning.
What'd you guys do?
We have a new game. It's called Where in the World is Phil Hochberg? It's great. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Beer and Gonorrhea and all the ships at sea. Hey, it's two guys who are eager to get Homo Joe's final head count from the rally yesterday. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Rabbit, rabbit, rabbit. And hello and thank you for listening.
I forgot what that game means.
Monday, May 1st. First day of the month. Gotta be the first thing that you say.
Rabbit, rabbit, rabbit.
Otherwise, you're doomed.
First thing you say on the air, or first thing you say when you wake up in the morning?
I said it first thing when I woke up this morning.
Ah.
But I just gave everybody a refresher right now.
Have you ever missed a month?
Not for a long time. I mean, it's one of those things. It's like an internal thing.
Right.
I just knew last night when I went to bed, it was the last day of April, got up today, first thing I did.
Right.
Feet hit the floor. Rabbit, rabbit, rabbit.
That's cool.
Phone number, no, it's stupid. It's not cool. Phone number is 1-877-365-3636. This show will be peppered with your telephone calls again today.
Yes, it's a real nice pepper, too.
Want to mention, well, let me start off with the Las Vegas style show, which is Wednesday night.
Wednesday.
This Wednesday, that would be night after tomorrow night.
Yeah.
We're going to be at Carmen Kaboom, and that's in Columbia, Maryland, which is exactly halfway between Washington, D.C. and Baltimore.
Take out the measuring stick. You'll find there is not.
It's to the inch. I know I've said it before.
You said it when it was Glenn Burney.
But it's closer this time. It's closer than it was last time.
This time you are almost 100% accurate.
And that's what I strive for.
I think that is.
I really do think that that is exactly halfway between.
And whatever, you know, close enough for government work. Wednesday night, live show, free show, come out. Don't cost nothing. It's our way of saying thank you for the show, and thank you for making the show number one Arbitron rated.
Number one.
We will have the nude fashion show, the underwear fashion show. We'll have the nude feud.
Yes.
We'll have the Homo Joe challenge, the Cheryl the Big Dyke challenge. Dennis Murphy.
Yes, featured more prominently than he has been in past shows.
He'll have girls sucking lifesavers off his pants, and then we will dress Dennis in a diaper, feed him chili and Eclax, and see how long it takes him to have a movement inside his adult diapers. All of that live on stage.
And, of course, we're going with the honor system with Dennis.
Yeah, well, I think we'll be able to
That'll
tell.
That'll be fine.
I think we'll be
well,
able
I'll
to tell.
Well, I'll tell you, once we, if we are able to tell without just the honor system, he has to be removed from the stage as soon as he's finished.
Big live show Wednesday night. Don't cost nothing to get in. Please come by Carmen Kaboom, and that is in Columbia, Maryland. That's Wednesday night, and we will hit the stage at about 9 o'clock.
It'll be wonderful.
Now, also today marks the return of the secret sound contest of this show.
Ooh. You know what I love about this game is that I, like everyone at home, play along. And because we're not, Buzz is not told, not told what the secret sound is, and it's always very exciting.
We have good ones. Now, I'll tell you that this time, frankly, the last time we did the contest, we gave away almost $20,000.
Well, that's only one person's fault that
that
happened.
I know you're looking at him.
Right.
And we gave away over $5,000 last Friday when we paid the rents and the mortgages.
Right.
So the secret sound will be worth $500.
Well, that's good.
That's
sure.
it.
That's,
I mean,
that's fine.
That's it. Because frankly, they won't give us any more money to give away.
Who doesn't want $500?
So I'll give you a free listen. We'll play this, throughout the show until somebody gets it. Here's the first brand new secret sound, a sound heard every day around your home.
Caller, name this sound.
There it is.
Yeah. Got that one immediately.
Nice. Do you really?
No.
No? Okay. I'll play it for you one more time, okay? Here it is. A free listen for you.
Caller, name this sound.
That's it.
Hmm.
That's the sound. Wait for the touch tones. Everybody loves the return of the secret sound.
Did Blockhead get this one too?
Yeah, these are, none of these are off sound effect records. These are all actually really recorded from everyday life.
You know, he gets them from his house, and his house has, like, utensils and appliances that were used in the 1800s.
It's not a fun house.
He's got stuff, you know, that, well, we, you know, Rob still does his laundry with that thing with the two wheels, you know, and the washboard.
No, listen, I went through before the show and listened to all of them. I took out the ones that are impossible to get, that are only from, you know, Pee Wee's Playhouse.
You took out the cotton gin and the butter churn. Is that?
he had a couple that involved his vacuum cleaner,
yeah,
which I thought were just beyond impossible.
His original 1889 Hoover.
Yeah, who the hell's gonna get that? So these are all very pedestrian sounds that, in fact, when you think about it, when you know what it is, you'll immediately know that that's the sound you could hear around your house.
I tell you, it's great. I love this game. I love this game because of the sounds. I mean, you guys pick out great sounds, and they're sounds that you just can't identify right away.
Challenging.
All right, so wait for the touchstones. That was your free little listen on secret sound number one for the second go-around of the secret sound. I've got to ask if anybody has a copy of the video with Ray Lewis from the Baltimore Ravens.
Mm.
You know, he's supposed to be in this video with, you know, the guy from Two Live Crew, Luther Campbell?
Right.
Yeah.
That he had a party, was it in Cancun?
I think so, yes.
And they called it the Getaway at Cancun.
Just where they were observing women having sex?
Yeah, for money.
Yeah.
I'd love to watch that video on
the
show.
I'd love to see it, too.
If anybody's got it, you know, bring it by. We have a VCR. I'd love to watch it on the air. If anybody has the tape of the Baltimore Ravens murdering linebacker Ray Lewis, I'd love to watch the tape of him watching girls having sex.
But all the previous assault charges that were dropped were not admissible. The judge ruled that they were not admissible.
Yeah, but this tape can't help.
I was applauding that. Oh, I think he's going to get off scot-free. I'm pulling for you, Ray.
This tape certainly cannot help.
No.
I'd love to see it, though, on today's show.
I sure would.
So if anybody's got it, it's with Luther Campbell from Two Live Crew.
Very good.
And Ray Lewis. And so bring it by. Another very funny videotape that I know a lot of you probably saw over the weekend was that... really? That goddamn hilarious tape of Clinton.
Yeah.
The tape that the guy from Everybody Loves Raymond made that they showed at the White House press thing on Saturday night.
Yeah, it was terrific. I watched that whole thing on C-SPAN. I watched the correspondence there, including the manic performance by Jay Leno. Jay Leno, who was insisting when he was doing it, of pounding the podium.
Hey, Mr. Pringin, let me tell you another joke. Let me tell you another joke.
There you go. Every time he made a joke, he would pound the podium.
Well, his whole problem was that he was upstaged by Clinton.
Oh, yeah, Clinton did his shtick, and he had a great tape.
Listen, I'm going to tell you, I think we should give Bill Clinton his own television show. That was funnier than King of Queens.
Oh,
that was funnier than Friends. That was funnier than Frasier. That was funnier than The Simpsons.
Bring Stewart in, you know, from the Ameritrade, is it? The Ameritrade.
Yes, from the E-Trade. He says, light this candle.
Oh, he's funny. And then he starts, and the thing, and they're in the Oval Office, and Stewart is doing that same little dance. It was fantastic.
He goes to the machine to get out his ice cream sandwiches.
Gets freebies. He kicks the machine, and he gets free ice cream sandwiches.
It was great. It was just, it was really, really good.
You see, when he's watching the movies with, he's watching 101 Dalmatians with Buddy the dog eating popcorn.
Laughing his ass off.
Funny.
That was well done.
Yeah, it really was.
Very well done. And that's why I think why Jay Leno bombed, because Jay Leto came on after Clinton.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, listen, other than have a Monica Lewinsky lookalike,
right,
diddle herself with a cigar.
Yeah.
He did virtually every joke that Jay Leno could have done about
him.
Right?
Absolutely. It was the cast, I guess, of The West Wing. I saw this also. They did a thing with the real press secretary.
Joe Lockhart.
And you'll appreciate this, Buzz, because you watched that show.
Yeah, I love it.
The whole premise was Joe Lockhart, the press secretary for the White House, concerned that people were walking in the hallways too fast. Because, you know, because like TV, just like ER,
right,
you know, they had to create that manic atmosphere.
Right.
And it was pretty well. The whole night was, you know, especially Helen Thomas.
Oh, baby. Baby. Yeah, and she was in the Clinton show also. She was in the Bill Clinton tape where she was falling asleep in the audience.
That's so funny. I mean, you know what? The only thing I thought, I was like, man, boy, he had to take a lot of time to do this, you know, mm-hmm, to get it just right. And I was like, man, he must be really enjoying his last few months.
Sure.
Of he comes out to the White House press room and he's addressing any other questions. And it just shows Helen Thomas, the only one in the whole briefing room.
Sleeping. Sound asleep.
It was great.
It was funny.
Really was funny.
It was great. We're going to try to get a copy of that tape also.
Good.
I think someone is bringing that over, couriering that over today.
It's good.
So we can play that here on the show in case you haven't heard that. For those of you listening us in New York, On WNEW.
Yes.
Well, how do you like not having your Channel 7?
Yeah, how about that?
How do you like that? You know what I say? I say F Disney.
F Disney, right. I'm all for Time Warner on that one.
That's good. Hats off to Time Warner. Now,
yeah, absolutely.
I know a lot of you in Manhattan are pissed off because you can't get Channel 7.
And out in Los Angeles also, right?
Also, like maybe down in Pensacola, Florida, and Houston and other places.
But if it's New York and L.A., I mean, you know, that's shutting their whole operation down.
See, what ABC has done, and remember, ABC is Disney.
Mm-hmm.
They're the same
thing. Right.
So what they've done is they've asked Time Warner, the cable company, for just an S-load of money to be able to carry their programming, and they also demand that Time Warner carry all of these stupid Disney channels that nobody watches.
Right.
So Time Warner says, you know what? F you.
Yeah, if you're not seen in Los Angeles and New York
during sweeps.
Yeah.
And today is the first Monday in sweeps.
Sure.
And there's no ABC in New York or Los Angeles.
It's great.
Oh, man.
It's great. And you know who wins on that one? Time Warner, man. Because, I mean, they're just going to sit back and because they, you know, say what you will about a broadcast operation. You have to be seen and heard or you're screwed. And they've got all the chips. They really do.
And I know the situation a lot of you in New York are going through. We had the same thing here in D.C. when Fox was taken off.
Sure.
One of the big cable channels, and it was right in the middle of the football season when they took Fox off.
Didn't the cable channel win that one?
Yes, they did. They did. And my money would be on Time Warner in this one.
Yeah, absolutely, because they can hold out.
Disney's going to buckle.
You've got other networks. You've got other programming. You know, they have plenty of programming to offer.
And you know who has to be the most pissed? Old Regis.
Yep. Oh, sure.
Because this is the week that his show is on virtually every night of the week.
I can't believe it. In New York, they're not going to be able to see it.
What's going on with us?
Fantastic.
And Eisner, meanwhile, you know, hold out. You know he'll hold out to the last. It'll be a real war.
Yeah. Right. Well, listen, understand the situation in New York, but frankly, you know, other than the Regis show, what else do you watch on Channel 7?
Mm-hmm.
Really, sure. Who watches anything on Channel 7 anyway?
Right.
You're not missing a whole lot.
Is the Pinocchio, is that going to be on Channel 7?
Yes, it will.
It'll be resolved by then.
Drew Carey
is Geppetto.
How ridiculous is that?
Don't be ridiculous. Mr. Son of Bitch, give that man his money. John Malkovich from Rounders.
I know. A little obscure, but
yes.
Both Mike and I were laughing about that movie today.
It's making a pretty significant cable run right now where you're seeing it on a lot of the movie channels. It's a great movie.
Mr. Son of Bitch.
John Malkovich plays KGB, the guy that's the money launderer, the loan shark, and the poker player.
Give that man his money.
Hear the man, Mr. Son of Bitch. That's a great movie. It really,
really good.
Is.
We were going to, as a matter of fact, go to see the Ed Norton's in that movie. We were going to go see the other Ed Norton movie this weekend, but we ended up going to see the Dennis Quaid movie this weekend.
A lot of, Charlie Stossel gave it a rave. How'd you like it?
Which is what made me worry about going to see it. It wasn't bad.
Ah,
it wasn't bad. It wasn't great. I do have some weekend stuff.
I worry about Charlie Stossel's raves. I really do.
Hold on a second. Let's start today's show with the telephone. Hello, Dave.
Hey, Radio God.
Hey, buddy.
Time Warner, $15 credit on your account if you got an AB switch for the rabbit ear deal.
What?
You know those AB switches? You go from cable to antenna.
To show their strength, the cable company is telling people if you go out and buy an AB switch so you can hook up your old TV antenna again, they'll pay you $15. So they're actually paying their customers $15 ahead.
Oh, that is so cool.
Not to sweat the Channel 7.
That's a good idea. That's a good idea. Hello, Roxy.
Hi, baby.
Hey, baby.
Roxy?
I have a question for you.
Yes.
How come a man with no self-control during sex has total self-control during Monica's?
Who are you speaking about?
Who?
Yeah.
Well, Roxy, what are you talking about?
Sex.
Yeah, you're talking about sex with what, your lover?
Yes.
Your lover has no self-control when you're having intercourse, but when you're giving him a Monica, he has total self-control?
Yes.
Maybe it's you, honey.
Yeah, that's what it sounds
it's
like.
It's probably something in your mouth that you might have 32 of.
No.
Starts with T and ends with H.
Causes enormous pain.
He can hold back. He loves it so much. But during sex...
He's lying to you.
No, honey, it's your teeth.
If you had the proper technique, Roxy, he wouldn't be able to hold back.
I don't do teeth. I do tongue.
Okay, Roxy, I'm telling you, when you have intercourse with your man, How long does it take him to achieve?
5 minutes.
5 minutes.
Not even. See,
what he's saying to you, Roxy, is when you're doing the other thing, he's saying, oh, man, this is so good. I just want it to last. When, in fact, what he's saying to himself is, please, will you just do it right?
No.
Yeah, I think so, Roxy.
Well, you called. You called because you wanted to know.
I know, but I don't think that's right. I thought Don would know because he's quick also.
Yes, I am very quick, but I'm also very quick on those rare, rare two or three times a year when I'm lucky enough to get that treatment from my wife, who incidentally knows how to do it and still holds it back from me all the time.
Well, see, I mean, that, and if you say you're just as quick...
I am.
You know, yeah, that's no comment on you and a comment on your wife.
Yeah, maybe even quicker.
And that's a tremendous compliment.
Maybe even quicker. As a matter of fact, as soon as her head gets like 5 inches away from me, it could happen.
Ask your partner if you could do it better. Yeah, ask your partner if there's anything he'd like you to do.
All right, thank you, gentlemen.
Maybe you should wear a mouthpiece. You know, like one of those things that football players put into
a guard.
Yeah, a mouth guard.
Mouth guard.
Yeah,
top and bottom.
Yeah.
I'm ready now. I'm ready, honey. Buena suerte.
Or you should think about having your teeth taken out.
That's a wonderful idea. You know, not permanently, like you'd always have no teeth. Just dentures.
Right.
You could just pop them out when you were ready.
Mm-hmm. Has he ever complained to you while you're doing that to him?
No, he just moans and groans in ecstasy.
Yeah, if you get dentures, you can have those nice teeth like Regis has.
So you got to be very careful. There's a fine line between ecstasy and unbelievable pain.
Yeah. Has he said anything?
Why would he want it if it was painful?
Well, he doesn't want to hurt your feelings, darling. You're trying to give him the greatest gift that a woman can give her man.
Here's an important question. Are there times when he doesn't succeed at all? Are there times when he just goes, okay, that's enough?
Does he ever pull your hair away?
I have to stop.
Does he ever...
Oh, wait a second. And nothing happens?
I have to stop before it happens so I can get some pleasure also.
Oh, well, that's different.
Well,
that's different.
Then you're a typical woman in that regard.
but in the times when you are there for the whole event, does he ever pull you away and say, okay, that's enough of that?
No.
He doesn't?
No.
I'm not sure we're getting all the right information.
And I swallow.
Okay, well, congratulations, honey. I'm glad you do.
Way to go, Roxy. That's our first call today.
Okay.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye, baby.
Not bad.
Bye-bye. Well, I'm sure that was...
Yeah, I'm sure.
She was a whore.
Yeah, I'm positive.
That's Roxy who's going to get her braces off in about 2 weeks.
That's all in the teeth.
I think that's
what that call was all about, his teeth.
Roxy's adult braces will be removed in a couple days.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, you fat bastards. How
are
you?
Hey, son of a bitch.
Mr. Son of Bitch.
Thank you. Hey, quick note on the Ray Lewis tape. The reason that they want to see that tape, and besides the obvious reason, is the person he's with while those girls are having sex is someone who was at the murder scene who he claims to have never known before.
Right, co-defendant. Yeah.
Well, I would just like to see it.
Oh, so would I.
I'd like to see it.
If you get it, let us know.
Ray Lewis of the Baltimore Ravens watching girls having sex for money.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic.
Hey, you guys do a great show. We'll see you in Maryland.
Okay, goodbye.
Thanks.
Goodbye.
Yeah, that's the whole reason for the tape. They say, you know, this guy that he's never met before, and apparently they're like, wow, look at these girls.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, listen, you're exactly right about the BJ technique. If a girl knows what she's doing, I mean, 10 minutes max, man, you know, and I don't know, she must not be doing it right. I mean, my wife knows the technique, and she knows how to hold back, and she knows how to drive me crazy, so...
Look at how proud he is of his wife. He's calling a national radio show to tell him. That's very, you must be very proud of her.
Yeah, I really am. She's a good girl. Matter of fact,
She's a great girl.
I got her, she's listening to your show now, man. I mean, I had her in the car last week, and you guys were doing the thing about the placenta, you know, where the guy was serving the placenta to his guests.
Right.
Oh, God, she was rolling. I mean, especially when Mike was doing placenta, you know, like, anyway, I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller. I am
What is the point of this rambling call?
Just to waste your frickin' time.
Oh!
Okay. Hopefully he was honest.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Radio God.
Hello there.
Hey, I just got some insight on that Monica thing.
You mean on a BJ?
Yeah.
What about it?
I have the same problem.
Where your partner does not do it properly?
No, they do it properly. It's just I last longer during that than during intercourse.
Well, I believe that's a sign you're gay.
No, not at all.
Yeah,
no,
I think so. It's in our manual.
That's a telltale giveaway.
There's nothing wrong with being gay. I mean, look at all those wonderful people on the mall yesterday. There's nothing wrong.
We're going to have a Homo Joe's full 25-page recap. No chance we're listening to all 8 hours of the gay rally. Hold on, God. Mike, you got them for us?
There it is.
That fart. Well, it still counts as a fart.
Mm-hmm.
That fart on the Don and Mike Show brought to you by Milwaukee Frozen Custard. Check Milwaukee Frozen Custard's daily calendar at www.milwaukeefrozencustard.com. Proud sponsor.
There we go.
Of anybody on this show farting.
Let's give them a round of applause for that.
Milwaukee Frozen Custard.
That's groundbreaking, isn't it, that they actually sponsor that?
That's the first time.
Yeah, it just means the medium has come a long way.
I said it as a joke on Friday. They went out and sold it today.
And I'm very proud to be the first one.
Congratulations. Yeah.
I believe that I might be the first person ever to have their farts sponsored in radio. It's broadcasting.
Where'd that guy go?
Was he offended?
I don't know. And look who Tammy just brought in. Big piece of paper. Fart sponsor.
Oh, that's nice. It's a nice piece of bravo. Hey, and everybody, I want to urge all of my colleagues on the show, try a little harder now. You know, be aware of your own body.
Okay. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, you know, one thing this girl rocks, she doesn't know, is that a lot of guys, while it may feel good, they won't tell her that she's doing it wrong.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, it feels great. We're going to moan and groan. Does she think that we're going to say, hey, sorry, it doesn't feel good.
Yeah, these guys are probably inhibited.
Right, because you're afraid that if you say something, she'll never try it again.
Right.
You know, I hope the guy is listening. He should just say, look, use your hands, watch a porn with me or something, learn how to do it right.
All
right,
thanks. The man is very comfortable with his sexuality right there.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
Hi.
I mean, in all seriousness, how many guys would have the guts to really do that? Not many. Not many.
No, Nobody in this room, I don't think. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, hi. You know, my wife and some of my ex-girlfriends,
Hold on.
These Johnny studs that are calling right now. You know, my wife and 400 of my ex-girlfriends.
If you want to talk about Monica's, you can't be that explicit. I just had to bleach you out,
idiot.
Okay.
You can't use the C word then, huh?
Oh, please. No, goodbye. I hung up on that guy.
My wife and, of course, my 40 girlfriends before, who I pleasure.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don?
Yes.
How you doing?
Fine, thank you.
Greetings from Sactown.
Right on, Sacramento. Hey, Kings kicked some ass yesterday.
Yes, way to go, C-Web.
I'm back to being a Kings fan, at least until tomorrow night.
I've never left them, Don.
The Kings or what, buddy?
What, buddy?
Are you rooting for the Kings?
As long as they win.
God, I love the Kings. Kings basketball is hot.
The reason I called is remember that old lady you guys called probably back in the fall?
You mean Olivet Spellman?
I don't know her. I don't know her name. You just you called her up. You hadn't talked to her for a while.
Right. We thought she might be dead. Right.
Yeah. Hey, did you ever call her back? Because you said she would. You would.
No, not since then we haven't called her back.
I think you should. She killed me.
All right, thank you.
I guess he thought of her while we were talking about Monica's.
Who doesn't, Mike?
That's for sure.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Oops.
Hello, you're
hi,
on
Mike.
The air. Yeah, hi.
Hey, Radio Gods, how are you?
Hi, we're great, thank you.
Hey, I got two words for the conversation of BJ.
Yeah.
Pop rocks.
Really? You have your girl put pop rocks in her mouth?
I had a friend of mine whose girl actually did that.
A friend of yours, but you've never experienced it yourself.
Me personally, no, I can't say that I did.
Another word, Altoids.
Altoids.
Oh, well, that's a famous one. Isn't that what Monica supposedly did to
very, very
to
famous.
Clinton?
Mm-hmm. Buzz, you're the most sexually adventurous of all of us. Have you explored either the Altoids or the Pop Rocks?
No, but Altoids is way up there on my list.
Really?
Things to do next.
Things to do next.
Mm-hmm. Pop Rocks, Altoids, and Ice Cubes.
All right. Has anybody ever experienced Ice Cubes?
Yes.
Oh, you have?
And you?
Okay, see, I thought I was the only one. All right, shut up.
I have it.
You have it?
Strength in numbers.
But still, if it was just me of
too
all
freaky
of us,
for me.
Yeah. Back in my college days.
I like skin on skin.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I like.
The ice cube, I must tell you, it's something special. It's fun.
Here's a call from Alaska. Neil.
Hey, how you doing today?
Hi, Neil.
Hey, it's nice to have you guys up here.
One of my many ex-girlfriends did that.
Brother, fresh air.
what can we do for you?
I'm coming on your sponsoring a fart bit. That's pretty good. You are the first. I was listening to Howard Stern this morning. They can't even get a burp on the air yet.
Right, thank you. Yeah, it's another first for the Don and Mike Show.
Another first, thank you.
Keep it up.
We're gonna call home.
Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
I want to let you on a little secret about how to get more BJs.
Oh, please do.
Looking at your toilet paper to make sure it's clean and wash your ass just a little bit better. She can't stand the smell.
Is this getting back to the toilet
this
paper?
This is another thing about how
your
I
ass
wipe.
Is
now
not
we're not
clean.
On, we're not this even is, on that subject.
I got news for you. You could eat dinner off my ass.
I'll eat one.
Is that the same guy that called? Because
no, it's not the original Eat One guy.
Okay.
It's not the original Eat One guy. It was a different Eat One guy.
Eat One.
Yeah. And I'm sure that's the reason my wife never gives me BJs, because I don't look at the toilet paper after I wipe myself. Gee, do you thank God I've been doing it so wrong for 18 years. But not a chance that happened this weekend, incidentally.
Yes.
Not a chance.
Your wife and many of your ex-girlfriends.
We had a weekend. Listen, we had such a fight on Saturday.
Really?
We had a public fight on Saturday.
Wow.
And it's the worst kind to have. And it was one of those that wasn't yelling or screaming. We went to the movies on Saturday. We went to see this Dennis Quaid movie called Frequency. And, you know, I've got another new complaint about people in the theaters. And this time it was people who walked out of one movie and walked into the movie Frequency with about 10 minutes left, sat down three rows behind us, and started speaking out loud to try to figure out what was happening in the movie.
Well, what the hell? I've never heard anybody doing that. That was a stupid thing to do.
Two old fat people who I guess had walked out of the Flintstones or whatever movie was playing Della.
Or maybe it had finished early.
One of those big multiplex things. And they walked in and they sat down. And it was like to the most exciting part of the movie where there were a couple of plot twists where you weren't sure what was going to happen. And they start running their mouths.
Oh, that sucks.
So I turned around, I gave them, you know, the hairy eyeball, and then I finally said, do you mind? Please be quiet. Everything is fine. We leave the theater, and my wife says, I want to go to the bookstore.
Mm-hmm.
I want to look for a magazine about roofs. Remember I told you last week that we have to get a new roof on our house?
Right.
Okay. We go to the bookstore. And now, listen, I'll tell you up front that occasionally I am prone to exaggerate just a sasson.
Okay.
On this show when I'm telling you a story.
Well, that's what makes you America's greatest storyteller.
Right, but I am not exaggerating one iota when I tell you we were 20 minutes in this bookstore while she looked at magazine after magazine.
You know, people in a bookstore, 20 minutes is not all that unreasonable. No. That's why I know you're not exaggerating, because, you know, for a lot of people, it wouldn't be that big a deal. Were you just waiting for her to get that book?
Yes. Now, keep in mind that I had spent an hour and a half at the same bookstore that morning because I had to take a car over to Jiffy Lube.
Oh, so you've already taken your quota of bookstore time.
To get all the crap done to her car. So while I was wasting time while they were doing the car at Jiffy Lube, I had already looked through the bookstore. So we walked to the bookstore, and keep in mind, she's there for one reason. She wants to find a magazine about a roof.
Right.
So, she's looking, and I got a section. That's, I don't know, you know, it's about as big as this control board. Mm-hmm. It's about 6 feet long, where they just got all these home decorating magazines.
Household projects.
Right, and she's got them open. She's got, like, three of them open, and she's standing back looking at them. And I was looking at my watch, and I walked up to her after 15 minutes, and I said, why don't you just buy all the magazines? I said, just buy them all and take
that
them home.
That would be the logical thing to
she
do.
She said, no, I'm going to find the one magazine that has the kind of roof we need on our house, and then I'm going to show the guy for the roof company. I said, okay, this is not a library. She said, give me that, like, which is her way of saying shut up when she goes, right? So I walked away again, and as I walked away, I was standing about 10 feet from my wife, and they were playing Muzak in the store. And I very quietly, under my breath, started going, go, 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 let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go, 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 let's go.
Close enough for her to hear, though.
Yeah. I was standing about 10 feet away from her.
You knew she could hear you, too.
Yes, of course. This goes on for 5 minutes, and finally she comes over, and she says, that's it, let's go, right in the middle of the store. She says, that's it. Let's go. You want to go? I'm ready to go. Let's go.
No magazines?
No. She walks out.
She didn't have any magazines with her?
Bart is standing there, and he's got a magazine. I had a magazine I was going to buy. He says, well, what are we doing? I said, put them back. Mom says we're going.
Right.
So now we're having to walk to keep up with her.
And she's furious.
So she's outside, and she's just pacing in front of the store. She's pacing back and forth in front of the store. And I walk up and I go, hey, what's wrong? And she says, all I want to do is look for the magazine that I want. This is all happening on the street, incidentally. You know, people walking by and stuff. Start yelling at me and saying, all I want to do is just get the magazine that I want.
Right.
I said, but it's not a library. You're in there 20 minutes. Why don't you just buy every stupid magazine that they had on architecture and then go home and look at them?
She was looking for a specific article or something?
Yes, about a picture. She was looking for a picture of her. She said, this is the whole problem with you and me. She said, this is the whole problem with you and me. I said, what? And she says, I do everything for you, and you do nothing for me. And I said, no, no, now what are you talking about? And she said, well, last Thursday, when I was at my piano lesson, you come to the window and knock on the window because you're ready to go. And I said, yes, I was ready to go. To work. To my job.
So this is kind of like a breakthrough moment where she's just purging herself of all her inner demons.
Yes, and then she says, and I had to go pick up Bard from school, come back to get you on Thursday night at the radio station, take you to the eye place so your eyes could get done, and take you back home. And did you ever say thank you to me? And I said to her, hey, yes, I did.
Mm-hmm.
She said, you did not. I said, you're out of your mind.
And that was the same body language.
Yes, right.
Are you able to duplicate that, just that move, that where you go...
like that. You know, you put your hands up against your forehead, you go, what?
Right.
I said, are you kidding? I said, I can recite the times that I said to you, I appreciate you doing this. I said, say what you will about me, I'm goddamn considerate. I did tell you that I appreciate you doing that. Then we get to the car. We've been fighting on the street. We get to the car. We're in the car. And then I came. Because she's still being just the ice princess to me.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, Bart's in the back seat, oblivious to this.
That's good.
Okay? He's just back there with his headphones on. And I still haven't even moved the car out of the parking spot. And I turn to her and I say, okay, listen. It's just I spent an hour and a half at the bookstore today. While I was waiting for your car to be serviced, which I took over and took and got care of, so 20 minutes seemed like a long time to me to look for a magazine for a roof, but I'm sorry, go on back, take your time, I'll just sit here in the car. And then she says, no. And I said, no, why? She said, I don't want to now. And I said, what? Are you telling me what? I've ruined the joy? Because she loves saying that to me all the time. That's like her standard thing. She's, you've taken all the fun out of something.
You sucked the joy out of the moment.
I said, have I ruined this? Have I taken the joy out of standing in a magazine aisle and looking at magazines for you? And she said, yes, you have.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, oh, Christ, what kind of joy is that? I said, it's a roof on the house. I said, you want to know what kind of roof I want on the house? The cheapest roof we can get. I said, I don't care what the shingles look like. I don't care if they're modern. I don't care if they're the kind that everybody in the neighborhood has. Just find the cheapest kind. And for that, you don't need to spend 20 minutes in the bookstore. However, having said all of that, I apologize. Please go back in.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't want to go back in.
Sure.
I said, okay, fine. Start the car. We get to the stop sign, give it one last shot. I turn around again. I go, listen, for the last time, this is me apologizing to you.
Right.
Do you want to go back? No. Nope. And then she lays this on me. I'll do it on my own.
Mm-hmm.
Like I have to do everything.
Oh, my.
On my own.
Oh, dear.
Right. And then at that point, I said, well, you know, fine. F you.
Oh,
go ahead.
Oh, God.
Go back on your own. Get your stupid magazine on your own.
Sure.
But just look back in those hormonally imbalanced brain cells of yours and think back to Thursday night and think back to the times when I told you I appreciated the fact mm-hmm. that you were running me around to do all this stuff.
Right.
I said, at least give me that. Do you remember that I thanked you? Just, yes. I said, well, then. Fine.
There, so it reached a satisfactory conclusion.
Fine. And then it was like 10 minutes of silence.
Nuclear winter for the next 10 minutes?
10 minutes of silence until finally, I do the, you know, again, and why is it always me that has to make the move? If it was up to her...
You mean to make the peace offering, to extend the olive branch?
If it was up to her, we could go the rest of our goddamn lives with her not speaking a word to me.
I would like to, I'd love to do a survey of married men and find out how many married men are the first ones to initiate the making up. You know what I mean?
I always am.
Yeah. Really? Is that a universal thing?
Even here, sure.
Yeah.
I always am, whether I'm right or wrong, and I don't think I was wrong in this.
I believe, it, as much as we might not want to hear this, that it makes us the weaker sex. It really makes us the guys be... Because we are always, we are not strong enough to maintain the steely silence.
No, and you know, and I thought, listen, I apologized when I didn't think I had to apologize. Mm-hmm. I told her to go back in the store, and then I said... Just go back in and buy every goddamn architectural magazine that they have and bring them home.
It was too late. You had sinned. You had sinned already, and you couldn't, you know, take that sin back.
So then here's the deal. We're driving 10 minutes, not a word being said. Silence. And she's looking out the window.
Oh, dear.
I'm driving, and she's in the passenger side. She's just looking out. She has her head turned to the right, and she's just looking out the window.
And you know that her brain is playing an I Hate You movie.
Yeah.
That is, is as long as Gandhi.
So I start with the, that house down the street. I see that's on the market, huh?
That's a strategy. That would fall into the category of, the complete subject change, you know, move on by it.
And she goes... Yes. And I said, yes what? Yes, the house is on the market.
Oh, dear.
She's speaking to me like that, like I'm a retard.
That's right. You are still being frozen out.
Meanwhile, I could give a rat's ass about this neighbor's house that's on the yard. I'm on the market.
Sure.
I'm just trying to make conversation.
Sure.
So again, we go back to silence again. And it's about two more stoplights, about 5 more minutes. And then finally, of course, it's me at a stoplight where I got to reach over, you know, and pat her head and say, hey, come on. How long are you going to be pissed about this?
Did she pull away?
Yes. I said, how long are you going to be pissed?
Just because we got a chance to see that night at the airport. Yeah. Yeah, the move where you reach up behind the head and it's like, ding.
That's the move.
Pull away. We've all experienced that. You're not alone.
You know, it's like I'm a leper or something and I'm touching her.
Don't touch me.
And I go, come on. Are you going to be pissed? Are you still pissed? She goes, I'm not pissed at all.
Uh-oh.
You know, which is her way of saying...
All right.
She is pissed. So we get home. And
it's refreshing to hear. I guess all women fight the same way.
You know, we get home and all it is...
That might be a sexist comment, but I mean, I'm just...
No, they're all the same, Mike.
Strength in numbers.
They're all the same.
Right.
We get home and I'm being iced out. And it takes me a good 30 minutes of ass kissing to finally work my way back into her good graces.
Yeah, but sometimes 30 minutes is good.
Yeah.
I mean, you've gone longer than 30 minutes. You've gone 24 hours, right?
Oh, I know, but this was for nothing major. This was just for, you know, the bookstore thing.
Sure. Is there any, can you offer, it doesn't sound like you can offer any insight, though, into how to expedite these makeup sessions.
No.
I'd love to know if there was any real super secret way of really...
No.
Just so we could shorten the
It is just their way of busting our balls.
It's a punishment period.
And what I finally figured out was that for about 20 minutes in the store, even though I wasn't doing anything verbally, I would walk by her and I would stare at her.
Well, you did the go, let's go, let's go, let's
that
go.
I did that to her for about 20 minutes. So I think that's about the time schedule she gave me when we got home. That she did the same to me for about 20 minutes where I had to keep coming up to her. Listen, come on. How many times do I have to say I'm sorry? Come on. And then I said, explain to me about the roof. I said, let's talk about the roof. And, you know, this is me, really.
Yeah.
Just talking out of my ass.
And you don't want to talk about the roof.
I don't care. I said, you know, listen, you got to educate me about this because I don't know about the roof. I said, the roof, to me, the roof is just something on the house. I said, we think about things totally differently. But explain it to me.
Right.
Give it to me from your perspective.
Sure.
Why do we need this for this book? And meanwhile, I could give a rat's ass. I'm just doing this so she won't be mad at me. Then finally.
Is she listening today?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
All right, I'm just checking. I always like to know, you know.
No, she's listening. I'm surprised she hasn't called in yet. So we finally get through all this, and then we get to the point when I know officially the fight is over.
And how do you know that?
Because I say to her one time, listen, I do the thing where I touch her face, and I say...
She allows
me to touch her. And I say, listen, I really, really am sorry.
Oh, okay, now that's significant.
And then
total surrender. What you've done is you totally surrender.
Yep.
You are recognizing the fact that your behavior has been unacceptable.
And then she says, okay, things are fine. We have dinner. Say we want to rent a movie. Let's rent the movie The Bone Collector with Denzel.
Good movie.
Good movie, right?
Very good movie.
Well, I had a martini.
Oh.
And what happened was, nothing awful. All that happened was is I had one martini, and the movie started at 7 o'clock, and Frida and Bart were sitting on the couch.
No, Rob, that didn't happen.
Why, what? What did you say?
It always gets back to corporal punishment.
You didn't hit her, did you?
No, Rob.
I'm just checking.
Oh, he didn't hit my wife.
Thank goodness.
They're sitting on the couch, and I'm laying on the floor with the dog, and I'm watching the movie, and the next thing you know, I'm asleep. I mean,
How long into the movie?
5 after 7.
Oh, my God.
5 after 7. And to hear Frida and Bart describe it, I woke up at 8:30 when the dog was licking my face. I woke up for just a moment.
Right.
And I put my head up and said, hey, oh, David, my boy. That's my boy, talking to the dog. That's my good boy. And then, boom, on the floor again, just sound asleep. Sound asleep. And then I woke up about 9 o'clock.
That's fitful sleeping, right?
So
there.
I had a nice...
not normal sleeping.
I had a nice 2-hour sleep, and as soon as I woke up, it was right as the movie was ending, and I said, oh, I got up off the floor. I said, how was that movie? And right away, I knew from her look that I had done something again.
Yeah. Well, you didn't share the experience with her.
I tried to figure out what I've done, and then I finally figured out what it was. I said, oh, are you mad because I fell asleep? She said, no, hold on. Did you fall asleep or did you pass out? I said, I had one martini. You saw one martini. I have a very low threshold on this.
Daddy's sleeping juice.
I said, I had one martini.
Daddy's having his sleeping juice.
I didn't sleep good on Thursday night because of the eye thing. I didn't sleep good on Friday night because I hadn't slept good on Thursday night.
You're waking up every hour now. You're still not sleeping good.
You said it's a residual thing. I said, that was just, I'm overtired. We fought all day. I had one drink and I went to sleep. And again, I'm getting the same thing, the same body language, just, I bet your son's real proud of you. You know what he had to say? Look at Dad. Look at Dad on the floor.
Oh, no. So then it didn't end well.
No, I went to bed.
Again, after your nap, you went up.
After my
you
nap,
got up and went to bed.
Yeah, after my nap and after she yelled at me a little bit. Then I was really tired.
Sure.
I mean, I wasn't drunky tired.
The fatigue came back.
I was just really tired. I said, okay, you know, whatever. I went and I, you know.
Do you get up at earlier or later on the weekends?
Same time.
6:15.
Mm-hmm. Same time. So this is like 9:30 Saturday night. I just went and said goodnight to my son, went back to my, said, you know, tried again, hey, honey, goodnight. And I got that thing where she turns her face when I go to kiss her. You know, where it's like, I want to kiss her, but she'll only give me the cheek.
I can't understand why she's upset. It sounds like you've given her a dream Saturday.
and that was Saturday. And then she had absolutely zero tolerance for me Sunday.
I would imagine
when I woke up with a wicked backache. I mean, a backache that I've still got today.
Based on sleeping on the floor, probably.
Sure. I believe so. Mm-hmm. I believe so, based on 2 hours of sleep. But I was sleeping on my stomach on the floor. But
doesn't matter. You know, you're on that hard surface. And
I woke up on Sunday morning, and I could not even bend over out of bed to put my shoes on. And I said, oh, Christ, oh, my back is killing me. I said, oh, really? That's too bad. Okay, listen, what do you want for breakfast? It was like, got nothing from her.
Sure.
Got absolutely dick from her.
You know what'll fix that back?
A nice martini.
Morning martini.
A nice martini.
There you go.
No, can't do it. Can't do it.
So is my weekend.
That's all I have for you about the weekend. That's all I had.
I got a trophy this weekend.
For what? For playing golf?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I didn't know that this was a big secret that was being kept from my wife knew about it, and all my golfing buddies knew about it, and I didn't know about it, but they presented me with a trophy.
For what?
For my style of play. And everybody, for some reason, about 15 of my golfing buddies, they moved us out on the patio at the place where I play golf. And that was a weird move. You know, it's like we usually play golf, we come inside, we have a sandwich inside, and everybody goes home. This time it's like, let's go outside. Let's go out. There's more room out there. So everybody goes outside, and this friend of mine, Tom, gets up and he says, listen, before we go, I wanted to make a presentation. I'm looking up, you know, I'm like everybody else. I'm like, oh, presentation, what's going on? And he stands up and he says, You know, in the game of golf, sometimes our emotions get the best of us, and I knew immediately.
I knew immediately.
You're the angriest.
I knew as soon as he said, sometimes our emotions get the best of us, and he opens up this plaque, and it was one half of a wedge that I had broken into last year, and it was sitting on this plaque, and they inscribed it with a plaque to Mike Two-Hole O'Mara. I'm called Two-Hole O'Mara because I left after playing only two holes. That was another one of my temper tantrums that I had down there, and the inscription, I think it said, it's easy to grin when your ship has come in and you've got the stock market beat, but the man who can smile is the man who's worthwhile as he watches his golf clubs deplete. So I will put that up at home, and I will treasure that. It was a very, very special day for me, and everybody knew. And you know, I came home, my wife said, "You get it? You get your prize?
You get it?"
And so then we had to have a big picture taken with my presentation. And so I'm standing up there, and I apparently everybody is grinning, and I said it wouldn't be appropriate for me to grin, so I just kind of sneered at the camera with this with this lovely thing. It was truly, and it still had the sand in it. You know, from my last shot. It was really a moving experience. It was just sitting there with like this sheared off club glued to this background with a plaque. Thank you, gentlemen. I really appreciate it.
I'll trade you, though.
Yeah.
You want to trade weekends? I'll trade getting an award from my friends where I go play golf all the time. As opposed to have my wife ready to kill me all weekend.
I go, calling it an award is kind of a stretch.
A major award.
Fragile. Fragile. And then I lived up to it because I walked off the golf course after nine holes.
Why? Because you weren't playing good?
I was playing horribly. And then I got up to the number 10 tee, and I hit my drive, and I topped it and went straight like down into the weeds. And I'm like, gentlemen. And my friend Brian looks at me and goes, bye, Mike. And he knew I was going to leave. Yeah, it was just, and when you get an award like that, you say to yourself, well, I'm going to kind of prove them wrong. And then to do it, I have no control over it.
Hello, Rob.
Hello, Don, and my deepest empathy to you. Not an hour ago, I was having that argument with my wife. Why I am the one who always has to have the effing growth experiences. Why I've got to be the one who's always, I'm sorry, I'm the bad guy.
Yeah, well, welcome. That's how it works, sir.
It is the way it works. Yes, once you know that, it's fine.
I wish that they would just cut through the BS.
Yes, but
you
it's
know,
not going
to
happen.
I'm here to apologize. Accept the apology.
Mm-hmm.
Don't hang it over my head for another 20 minutes.
But you understand that's not part of the equation. Accepting the apology immediately would mean
I know.
That you could continue to do what you do, and then you know as long as you apologize, everything's going to be fine. That can't be done.
I know.
It breaks the rules.
I know it.
All right, thank you, sir. And the reason I say this so adamantly is it's taken me a long time to learn that. And it's now that I know it, it doesn't make it any more pleasant. But at least I know that that's the rule.
Mm-hmm. Hello, Matt.
Body.
Hey, Body.
How you doing, Body? Hey, man, your wife sounds like a party compared to my girlfriend.
Oh.
Let's say we're having an argument late at night. She's winning. I'm getting tired. I try to hit the hay. She'll shake the bed, flick the lights on and off. It will not let me go to sleep. And any concession by my part at that point is not accepted by her. She sees that as a hollow victory. I have to wake completely up and discuss it.
Yeah.
It's the worst time to argue, though. It's the worst time to argue is like after 11 o'clock at night. You're not supposed to argue at that time. And you're not supposed to argue in the car. Guess who's in therapy?
Who's
in therapy? Who's got a therapist? Hi, Mike does. Hi, everybody.
I
know some techniques. Don't fight in the car. Don't fight after 11 o'clock at night. Hello, Doug.
Hi, gentlemen.
Hi, Doug.
I'm Mr. I Didn't Listen This Weekend.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Listen to this groundswell of support.
Yeah.
Men from all over America are calling in now.
Because she was talking and I heard blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Bye.
You never listen.
Yeah, I get that one all the time.
Well,
too.
We all get. This is like everybody, the universal thing, where something will be said and you just catch the tail. So you think that's okay? And you'll be like, yeah. And it doesn't. It's not good enough because she knows.
She knows that you weren't really listening.
Paying attention.
She knows this.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Fine. Oh, tap passing touchstones. Clear these lines out. I know all we have now are guys calling.
I know.
Who want to tell us how awful their lives are. We know.
Your story has just tapped into something.
Please, listen, we're in it. And Mike, did have room at this therapist you're going to see?
Absolutely. I got cars.
Get a bus.
Passing touchstones. Clear the lines out. Give you first a shot at winning the big bucks with the secret sound. Secret sound number one.
I can't figure it out.
Lies straight ahead. Be caller 100 right now. Phone number 1-877-365-3636.
I was paying attention to that.
This is The Writing is Delicious. Laugh it up. The Don and Mike Show.
How long is this going to take to get the phone line set in New York?
What's going on?
Well, nothing. The Jackal asked me today. Ken Skin Tag Stevens came in today and said, why are you here? And I said, because I'm living out the last 3 years of a 7-year contract. And
right.
He said, well, why are you here? How come you're not in New York?
So Ken obviously got the word that we're going to be going up on Thursdays and Fridays.
Yeah, I said, well, I'm here because you don't have the phone lines in New York yet.
Right.
I said, why do you need phone lines?
I was sitting next to you when you went over there.
I know, it was Daisy. I said, we had this discussion last week.
Oh, that means, you know what that means.
Yeah, right. Dick has been done about
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
See, to make it a long story short, until we were able to take telephone calls where we don't have to sit through a screener, we're not going to be able to go to New York. Here is our producer.
Here's a man that might have some information.
Charles Broyhill.
The only thing I can tell you so far is that telephone lines have been ordered.
They have been ordered?
Yes.
Okay.
Could be 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
From last week when they were ordered?
Two weeks
from today.
No, yesterday. Last week, sorry.
So they've already been ordered?
From last Monday or Tuesday. So we could be there next week.
So next week by Thursday or Friday, we might
maybe
be able to go out.
Maybe. All right. Schedule the 18th, though. Definite.
All right. May 18th.
May 18th.
Very all right.
Hey. Thank you, Lauren.
I'll make my train reservation.
Sure. Okay.
Right. Thank you.
Good. Goodbye.
You will? Caller 100 time. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello.
I think I'm caller 100.
Yes, you are caller 100. What is your name?
Jay,
where are you from?
Reno.
Jay, listening on KPLY Reno. You've won the Sixth Sense prize pack. Order the Sixth Sense tonight from Cox Cable In Demand.
Right on.
Are you ready to go for big bucks?
Go for it.
Okay, $500, that is the prize, with the secret sound. The much dreaded secret sound is back.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me what the sound is. You win $500. Good luck. Please don't answer. Are you going to do Goulet again?
Nope.
Oh, come on.
Sorry. Just going to try something new.
Come on.
Ever forward.
Oh, come on. I love the Goulet.
Got a song that I've been working on.
All right. Until Mike does something that I'm sure won't be as good as Robert Goulet.
Thank you very much.
I'll go into it with an open mind.
Okay. All right. Until Mike sings like Dean Martin.
What?
Dean Martin. Thank you very much.
Yes. Okay. All right.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Caller, name this sound.
There it is. Now you get 15 seconds in the isolated soundproof booth. Oh, but you're not going to be able to sing, and the odds are in my favor. All right, Mike is Dean Martin.
You better keep your
I never had a chance.
I'll bring Goulet back. I love the Goulet.
I've just been singing Dean all morning today. I got to go to the couch.
Could we have the Goulet?
Absolutely.
Okay, gotta stand up there.
As you know, we love the Goulet with the secret sound, and good luck.
And the odds are in my favor.
Yes! That is a winner. And I give you as example a new Coke.
Yes.
You don't mess with a winning product.
I'll continue to do the Goulet.
For $500, what is that sound?
Was that a shower door shutting?
Would you please repeat that?
A shower door shutting.
No.
Oh, we're sorry.
No, absolutely not. Thank you, though. Yes.
Thanks, Don and Mike.
And don't forget, every guest
is a clue for you.
Still's a clue for you.
For ye
with the wacky secret sound.
Very cool guest. An interesting guest. Uh-huh.
Which is back.
Yes.
Mike Show.
I tell you, I hate having Ken here.
Is Ken in the building?
No, I told you. I saw him today.
Oh, I forgot.
When he came and he said, why are you here? How come you guys aren't in New York?
That's right. I thought that was on the phone.
When we were doing that thing, playing that tape with Humbo Joe and Cheryl the Big Dyke.
Right.
I saw Ken just go screaming down the hall.
I mean, like Roadrunner, like, you know, beep, beep, right? Huh. So I went back to Broyhill. I said, what did Ken want?
He said, Ken was very concerned about that tape.
I said, what could Ken possibly have to be concerned about on the tape?
Ken was concerned that on the tape, they were...
I thought it was Jack.
You can't say it. Why can't you... Did you dump me out? Why can't you say...
I thought it was check.
They said check.
Check. They were doctors.
They said 2468, I want to check your prostate.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Ken thought they said...
Something else.
Something else.
Another word, and you can't say that.
You know, I'm really getting sick of hearing you can't say that.
That would involve putting a body part into another body part.
Ah.
Jesus Christ. Just tell me something. Is every show in this company being held to this same standard?
Everyone he tells me about.
Ugh. You know, I'm going to have to call him up.
445.
Thank you.
We're going to call our fearless leader, Mr. Ken Stevens, right now. As
I don't believe
people
that.
Are scurrying around the building.
I thought he was goofing.
Hello.
Ken, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike.
Can you explain to me the rule about why 2468 prostate... Why that's a no-go.
Oh, no, that was okay. I misunderstood.
No. I know, but what you wanted, I mean, what you thought was said, I just said, and someone dumped me out and said, you can't say that.
Oh.
Why?
Oh.
Why? I mean, I know this is sounding like a broken record, but I'm hearing this more and more now.
I like that last part there. I hope we're rolling tape on
camera. I'm hearing more and more, you can't say that. And I'd like to know, is every show in this company being held to this type of standard? Because if that's the case, how are we going to get any ratings if you can't say 2468, you know, want to do something to your prostate?
I sort of understand that.
But I mean, that's comedy, man.
The rule. There is a very restrictive rule. Regarding what you can say in that area. And yes, all the shows are absolutely held to that standard. Because it is what it is, it's open to interpretation, but we've chosen to interpret it fairly strictly.
And you had thought that the marchers were saying something else, obviously, than what was really
said. What he thought was said was much funnier than what they said.
Yes.
And then when I tried to repeat it, it was dumped out, and then Broyhill came in and said, you can't say that.
Right.
Excellent. I'm very proud of whoever did that.
Yes, right. Your Hitler Youth, Charles Broyhill.
Excellent.
He's doing an excellent job of derailing the show.
I'm sure you'll steam right past that little problem.
Well, I'll figure out a way.
Just trying to help, you know, just trying to protect you from, the long arm of the law out there.
We always have considered you our great protector.
I knew that.
There you go.
I knew
really?
That. Okay, just as long as you see it that way.
So let me just run something by you. Could I talk about going home tonight and having a nice big prostate sundae?
Probably. Since I have no idea what that means, you can probably say
yes,
that.
Yes, he's speaking figuratively, of course, in abstract terminology.
Yeah,
you know, remember there was a disc jockey here in Washington who made a whole career out of, words like that.
So
nobody understood what he meant.
Out of what, angering the African-American community?
No.
You're talking about the Greek
man,
right?
Oh,
right.
Different subject. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm foolish man. I only think of that man in one way.
All right, well, I would like...
No, you remember that, you know, he had this language that he used and...
Yes, and it served him.
We're familiar with his act.
It served him so well. He was so popular. He was so popular.
I wasn't suggesting you do the same thing because it didn't work out that well.
Well, you're very nearly making us do that, for goodness sakes. Ken, would you like some prostate a la mode?
I'm not liking the direction this is going.
And I'm not either. I'm not a fan of this. That last week, Jeremy was, you know, hit the dump button like a madman.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now you're coming down concerned about... Since when did you even listen to this show?
That was an accident.
Yep.
All right.
That's the first thing he said that made real sense.
All right, well, listen, I'm going to enjoy some stir-fry prostate. And hope that you have a pleasant day.
Thank you.
Bye, Ken.
Bye.
That is Ken Stevens, the general manager now of WNEW in New York City.
I think I'll have some prostate on a stick.
Jesus Christ.
every day they make it tougher and tougher to do a show here.
It's very, very difficult.
They really do.
Standards and practices.
God, that sucks. And I'm telling you, they got one set of rules for us and one set of rules for everybody else.
They truly do.
It sure seems like that sometimes.
Seems like that all the time.
All the time.
Hi, I'm not...
Where are you at?
You are not happy right now.
No, I mean, I'm not...
You're not happy at all.
I'm not mad at her. I think this, you know, this new thing where they're deleting us out now. God.
I bet you would have been in a... You'd be in a better mood right now if you'd gone to that concert.
We're sorry. Your call cannot be
Katie Lang. Even though you're not gay, you would have enjoyed the music.
Garth Brooks, George Michael.
Don't say.
I wonder if she's wearing one of her big poodle skirts.
Katie Lang?
Yeah.
She's wearing a suit. She dresses like Paula Poundstone, doesn't she?
Well, sometimes I've seen her like wearing that big, oversized, like cowgirl skirt. I sounded like Homo Joe just then.
Yes? Yes, Charlie?
Hold on.
Oh,
no. What?
That sucks.
You pull the microphone to your ass.
Mr. Perpetual Gas.
I know.
Hello?
There must be better cell phones. Maybe I just need a new cell phone.
Hold on a second there, honey.
I'm sorry.
What now, Charlie Brohill, what, you came and you pulled the microphone to your ass, and
I
what?
I thought I had a good one brewing.
All right.
But it would have been sponsored.
Just everybody's excited since they've started sponsoring parts on this show.
Yeah, I just want to say that everybody here, you know, there's only one person that's delivered. Thank you very much.
Okay.
There you go. Only one guy.
Duly noted, Mike.
Thank you very much.
Kind of a half-assed effort, though.
Okay, well, once you put up or shut up.
I'm working on it.
I was.
I'm working on it.
As you can't predict. I thought it was going to be better than it was.
I know.
All right.
Hello, honey.
Hello, boo-boo.
Damn, I'm pissed. I'm so pissed at being being censored by this company. The ridiculous things that they decide to censor us for, that I know they don't censor other disc jockeys for. Tonight, I would like you to grill me a big prostate tonight. Because I want to eat it.
Just come home and make a big martini and all your problems will fade away.
I already talked about that.
Yeah.
I did.
All right, well, Bill, why'd you call me?
I don't remember now.
All right, well,
I don't remember. I know what it was. You know, I had a big talk about that fight we had on Saturday?
Yes.
With the bookstore thing?
Yes.
And here was the question that somebody brought up. How come you, not meaning you specifically, but meaning women...
Hey,
that's
who's driving.
Oh, is Bertie driving now?
Yeah.
Who is that? Who's that in my car?
How come when a husband does something and F something up, and then he apologizes, how come the wife...
He's driving.
He heard you.
Tell him I know. How come the wife just doesn't accept the apology? How come there has to be that period of time? You know that time when we were driving from the bookstore to home where it was just icy cold between us?
Do you ever get mad at Bart and he just says, I'm sorry, which is just a way of saying, you know, I'm shut up, you know, don't talk about it anymore. Sometimes that's the way I'm sorry's come out. Like, you're just saying I'm sorry to have it over with.
But I believe I had apologized sufficiently from the heart when we were arguing in front of the bookstore.
Well, sometimes I'm sorrys are kind of easy, that it would be better to show.
That's in the manual right there. That is in the manual.
And not. This sounds like a replay of Saturday, and I won't bore you with that. But this is what I said to her Saturday, and I'll say it now. Okay, then. If you want me to show you that I've apologized, go back into the bookstore now and take all the time you want to get the magazine you want.
Yeah,
you have to do it unsolicited. You can't do it under duress.
I agree.
Doesn't mean anything.
Oh, shut up,
and besides, you've taken all the joy out of it by that time.
You know what? This is bad karma that's going to come back and bite you in the ass. It's going to bite you bad. Oh, you tell your therapist about this. This is going to bite you bad, man.
I was just repeating what Don had said you said, Frieda, that when he does that, it takes the joy out of it.
I just want to point out for the record, I'm doing this marriage sans therapy. This is my therapy. Right here on the radio. This is it. Live therapy. And I got news for you, Mike. You're my therapist.
I know. I understand.
So lighten up with me.
I'll chill.
Well,
you're the only
trouble.
You're the only friendly ear I have.
I will chill out on that.
What does that say? What does that say when this man
That's
is my
right.
therapist?
And, of course, I do that for comedic value.
Sure.
I was simply... when he talks about your fight over the weekend, and then I just repeat back what you had said, you know, in a comedic and vain attempt to endear myself to you, Frieda, and I should stop doing that.
Well, now I know you understand. That's why I'm disappointed I didn't get any email from you.
All that. Well, I thought... Well, no, don't worry about it. Continue your fight.
All right.
All right, no, that's all. I just was wondering how come we can't just, after I apologize, and I'm speaking for all men, because they can relate to this, after the fight...
Well, seriously, you should ask us a very pertinent question. She said you have to show it. How, in that circumstance, would he have been able to show it besides saying go back into the bookstore?
You can't go back in time to show it. You just have to show it next time. And so eventually...
Okay, but then for 20 minutes, we got to have the Cold War in the car.
I was just quiet because you took away my good mood. I can't just immediately pop back into my good mood.
Oh, God. This is it. This is the soundtrack of my life.
Well, Bear, I'm not, like, manic depressive that I switch from one mood to another mood just automatically.
Honey, you know, it was a goddamn bookstore. You're looking at magazines about roofs.
I can't even hear you. And you're probably not saying anything important anyway.
Yes, I am. Hello?
Hello? She's gone. All right. Well, and she answered the question, and the answer to the question is, when you violate something, when you make them sin, when you sin, let's use that word, mm-hmm. when you sin, there is a period of punishment. There is a period of penance that we all have to go through. Right. There is no answer. You say, why can't it be fixed quickly? It cannot.
Right.
I don't think it's a sin to tell my wife not to take 20 minutes to look for a magazine.
But she does think it's a sin. And so what the answer is, you're saying, is there any quick way to make it right? There is none.
No.
And I think we can all agree on
no
that.
Quick
there
way.
Is no quick way. Mm-hmm. What we all have to, and although it's unbearable.
Wait it out.
We all have to, you have to wait it out.
Take it like
sometimes
a man.
It's 10 minutes. Sometimes it's 10 hours.
You know, I'll tell you something. I'm hetero. I love poontang. I love banging my wife, but that's the only time I ever think it might be better just to be a fag. Because at least you'd be married to a man, and at least you'd just be able to say, I'm sorry, and he'd say, fine.
You don't think that...
I'm sorry.
Don't you think, though, that two men together, you've got the man and wife relationship
there? Yeah, I know.
There?
One would be the man,
probably
and one would
be
the wife.
Probably be 10 times worse.
I know, it'd be awful. I know.
Okay.
Plus, I'm just all wound up about this thing with us being censored.
I understand that. That drives you nuts.
That's really a pisser. Because go up and down the radio dial of any CBS-owned show, and I guarantee you hear guys talking about eating prostate. I guarantee you will.
That's gone.
Hello, Frank. Frank. Did they just delete me?
Yeah, I'm sure they did. That's exactly what it is.
I don't think they did.
They didn't. They didn't.
No,
they didn't.
No, they didn't. No.
There's nothing wrong with that. That's what I was just talking about.
You're just dying to say it. You're dying. You go. It's interesting. This is like,
you know, but,
the Holy Grail.
But don't you understand, in the big picture,
yes.
what they've deleted out today is nothing.
Right.
We've said stuff on this show 1,000 times worse
right.
than what they're nitpicking about today. And
there
that's what bothers
me. There seems to be a concern running rampant through the company right
now. Yeah, all of a sudden, what did we do where we're so bad?
I don't know.
What did we do where all of a sudden everything we say is under the magnifying glass?
I don't understand.
2, 4, 6, 8. I'd like to pull out Ken's prostate. You can't delete that out. I'm not talking about eating it. I was talking about pulling it out and stomping on it and getting lighter fluid and setting it on fire.
God.
That's what I'd like to do to Ken Stevens' prostate.
I think that's okay.
Yeah, you can say all that.
I think that's perfectly legal.
Yeah, see? That's fine. They got no problem with that.
Yeah, and I think you're finally getting the concept and working around it very skillfully.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Kernan. I give your wife so much credit because she just hung up on you.
No, she was in a bad cell, honey.
Oh, she was?
Damn.
Well, all I can say is that men make us so angry that it's so hard to get over it. That's the whole thing. It just takes... it takes me like a half an hour to get over it because it's just so ridiculous.
Listen,
some of the things you guys do.
Do all you women realize how much you piss us off? How much we let it roll off? How much? I mean, seriously, I'm very happily married. I love my wife more than anything. But if I stopped to tell her every time she pissed me off, that's all I'd be doing.
I'll give you a classic example of minor irritants that just are ignored completely for a lot of guys is the lateness. Like if you're waiting to go somewhere.
Oh, that.
Say you're waiting to go somewhere. That's almost a universally. Hey, you know, anybody that's been married a long time, you know that you can't make a stink about that. You know, when somebody's running late, when they're getting ready and you're like sitting maybe in the car or waiting in the kitchen and you're ready to go. And that's a classic example. Your husband probably doesn't tell you about that, does he?
No, my husband's not late. He's really good about that, I have to say.
Yeah, he's trained. You've trained him.
Wait, I came in on probably the middle of the conversation. I didn't hear what happened about the whole bookstore. I came in, I was driving home from Virginia, and he was on the road, so he heard it before, and he called me. And he thought he was just dying laughing because the exact same thing happens to us.
Right.
And he just takes it too far.
Because you're all the same.
Way too far.
Yeah, but what about your faults? What about your problems? Your fault. Don't you do things that irritate him?
No, not that I'm aware of.
He's great. Oh, God.
All right. Goodbye.
No.
I'm going to say a prayer for that guy.
Don't you do anything wrong?
For that poor sap.
Not that I can see.
That poor sucker. Sucker.
Oh, and he calls her.
Suckers.
How trained is that, you know?
Not a mic you're talking about. Yeah.
Honey. Just like us, when you get mad at me.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, boo-boo. I'm so sorry.
All right, this is the original guy now.
Yeah.
This is the original
guy. Sorry, boo-boo.
Okay. Thank you, honey.
I love you.
I love you too, darling.
Bye-bye, my sugar bear.
Bye, honey.
Bye-bye.
All right, that was the original guy. That's him. Last call. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don.
Yes.
Mike.
Yes.
Morris Jones here.
Hey!
How's it going, you guys?
Morris Jones the alien.
Morris, how you doing? Watched you over the weekend. Good
Mike,
job.
Mike.
Yeah.
Did you see me on the weekend?
I dyed
my hair fresh black.
Yes, I love it. Shoe polished black.
Do you like that?
I loved it, Morris. I thought your hair looked as Elvis-like as possible.
Yeah, I hate that guy that's on during the week. Mike Landis?
Right.
Yeah. I hate that guy, though.
Just in, Morris. He's Morris. He'll take care of anything for you.
All right, Morris. Gotta go.
Oh, he's gone.
Morris?
Gone.
No.
Oh.
He's not gone. They deleted out my mention.
I was going to tell Morris Jones to wear more mock tees, mock turtlenecks. It's a good look.
Yeah, that'll really make the show highly listable. Keep editing out everything I say that's funny. That's good. Keep editing out the funny stuff.
Oh, keep editing.
So when people listen, all they hear is the stuff that's before and after the funny stuff.
That's right.
That's good. Thank you. Thank you, CBS.
CBS.
Thank you, PBS. Prostate Broadcasting System. Christ. I long for the old days. I truly do.
Well, but the real old days, we didn't say anything.
No, I mean like 3 weeks ago.
Ah, those old days. Yes, okay,
right.
Those old days.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi, Buzz. Speaking of prostate, what is your lead story tonight on the news and the comments?
For many tonight, it's more a question of who wants to see a millionaire.
Right, gotcha. Stay tuned.
For news and comments.
News and comments.
Coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
Unless we say anything really funny that's gross and then they'll delete it out. You won't hear it. That was very
professional.
Let's see what the Pope has to say.
Very good.
This is Roger Ebert, and I never listened to Don and Mike. In fact, I never have.
Oh.
What a great guy he is. Ladies, open up those meat curtains for the stars of our show, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Secret Sound is back.
I love it.
We'll give you another chance to win the money coming up when you hear the touch tones. Tomorrow, either tomorrow or the next day, Christy Swanson, who's a real POA. Was the original Buffy the Vampire Slayer. She's coming in so we can just drool it on her. Also coming in this week, our friend J.B. James Brown from Fox NFL Sunday.
One of the nicest guys in show business.
And tomorrow we're sending Toya out to Walmart doing the great search for ugly people to find if ugly people know they're ugly.
Yes, she will ask people, do you think you're ugly?
All of that on tomorrow's show. Well, she will only ask ugly people if they think they're ugly.
That's right. She's gonna select the proper people.
Now it's time for News and Comment with Buzz, brought to you by Glen Ellen. Taste the new Glen Ellen. Good taste is within your reach.
What is that? What is Glen? Is that wine?
Yep. Wine.
I love it when wine advertises. This newscast is brought to you by... It is wine, right?
For all I know, it's a prostate.
Who knows?
I don't know.
Wine.
We didn't get the memo. It's a fine wine.
Glen Ellen prostate.
They were a fine sponsor.
Good taste is within your reach.
We enjoyed them.
That's funny. Hey, that's funny.
That is funny.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Millions of Americans didn't even have the option of watching Good Morning America this morning, and they likely won't see Celebrity Millionaire tonight. Time Warner Cable pulled the plug on 11 Disney-owned ABC stations across the country overnight. That blacked out the ABC network for 3.5 million homes in New York, California, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Ohio, and Texas.
And you know, we serve a lot of those areas.
We do. We do indeed. And I'll tell you right now, as we mentioned before, you got to light the play by Time Warner.
Right, to screw ABC on the first big night, the first Monday night of the sweep.
Sure. And this thing's growing hair. Now, regular TV stations, by way of explanation, they have the right to demand that their cable carriers compensate them in some way or another for the programming. Disney wanted Time Warner to also carry its SoapNet and Disney channels in its basic package. Time Warner obviously balked at that. The cable company's been running a graphic in place of Channel 7 or whatever your local ABC affiliate may be blacked out on. They've been running a graphic that blames Disney for the blackout.
Good.
Disney now says, this afternoon says, what Time Warner has done is illegal, that it is illegal to pull the plug on a network television station during the sweeps.
Is it everybody?
That's so untrue. And they've contacted the FCC and asked the FCC to put a stop to all this right away.
How can it be illegal for one company that has an agreement that's no longer valid with another company?
It's not.
It's Disney.
It's not. Right. And what they're doing is they're forcing the cable company, Time Warner. They're saying if you want Channel 7, you have to take the soap opera network and you have to take all these other crap Disney channels.
And you have to put it in your basic package. Well, maybe their basic package is already full and they don't want to bump anything else.
This really is a classic example of one of the big bullies in business, it seems like, not getting their way and coming up against another big company and it says, hey, you know, we're not having any and that's it and we'll show you how powerful we are.
For those of you listening to us in New York, you will not be able to see the celebrity who wants to be a millionaire,
right.
BFD. You will not be able to see Arabian Nights.
Ooh.
BBFD.
That is a shame.
You won't be able to watch Nitwitness News.
Right.
Or Politically Incorrect. Well, Bill Maher is going to broadcast from a prison. You know, for all I can see, the people of New York should be happy. You know, one less channel to go by when you're surfing where there will be nothing on you want to see anyway.
Wonderful opportunity to check out the CBS lineup. It's fun to see the big companies. Way to go, Mike. Company
it's
man.
The truth.
Yeah.
But it is the truth.
King of Queens is new tonight, I think. So
it's going to get killed, though. They're going to get killed by the Millionaire Show.
not if nobody can get it on their cable.
Now, he has Cunny Lee Gifford on tonight. Cunny Lee, I think, is going to be one of the first contestants in the hot seat tonight on the Millionaire Show.
Of course she is. Well, Regis has issued...
She's just so darn hot.
Regis has issued a personal appeal for Time Warner to reconsider and to put ABC back on.
All right, and they'll do that just for you, Regis.
Rosie O'Donnell has done the same.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to puke. Keep it off forever.
Imagine those two. Yeah. Hello. This is Ro.
You know, and those.
I'm here with Reese.
You picture the personal calls from Michael Eisner. We really could use your support. You know, just don't demand so much.
Imagine that. Regis Philbin, who's making like $30 million a year for this goddamn show.
You want to talk about a company guy.
Yeah.
Like you're going to get. Like someone's going to take that call from Regis and go, listen, as a personal favor to me, Mr. Time Warner, Mr. Pittman, Bob Pittman, Regis Philbin on the phone. Not gonna happen.
All right, I'm Regis Philbin, Buena Vista.
So,
what? I'm sorry. Did you happen to see Regis on Sunday morning on one of the news shows on ABC?
No.
He was like, they actually, I mean, you thought he had enough of Regis. He was on, he said, I thought the president was great at the correspondence.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
What was he on, like, Meet the Press or something?
One of the ABC morning, you know, political shows, and he was actually doing, like, a political bend. So
they were really asking him his real opinion?
He was an in-studio guest. He said, I thought the president was great.
Was it Sam and Cokie?
I don't know. I just don't know.
It had to be, because he wouldn't go on anything except ABC.
Sure, absolutely.
You can never get enough Regis.
Disney ass sucker.
God, he really is.
Oh, don't delete that out, please, Karen. I wasn't talking about him eating anything.
Oh, God. So did TV executives learn their lesson from the Marry a Multimillionaire debacle? One of the finalists on the new CBS game show Survivor has been arrested now on a charge of child abuse.
And you know what he said?
What? What he said?
I got to say for the guy.
What happened? What did he say?
They said, you were arrested on, right. What was charged?
Child abuse.
And the guy said,
oh, I'm sorry. Yes, I do. I forgot.
I forgot. That's what he said. I forgot.
Unbelievable. He's probably the guy that won, too.
Under a lot of pressure. Don't know. They're being very tight-lipped about that. That's all under very heavy security. Management consultant Richard Hatch was arrested after returning from his 40-day stay on the island that serves as the set for the show.
Did he leave his kids at home while he was gone?
He's accused of roughing up his 9-year-old adopted son because the boy put on too much weight while Richard was away.
Oh, Jesus.
Rhode Island police official tells the New York Post that the child accuses Hatch of slapping him a lot and lifting him by the throat and pushing him against a wall.
Rob, that used to happen to you all the time, didn't it?
It still does.
It still does.
It didn't work. Look at it. A friend of...
He can't pick me up by the throat anymore.
There you go. A friend of Hatch's says the boy is disturbed and knows how to lie.
That's not Orrin Hatch, is it? You're talking about?
No, this is Richard Hatch.
Oh, Richard Hatch. Okay.
The boy's been placed in foster care. CBS has no comment. The other side of the story that we're hearing now is that the dad tried to get the boy up early in the morning to run off some of this weight that he'd put on. The boy didn't cooperate, and the boy got smacked for not cooperating.
What did his sister Downa have to say?
I don't know.
Remember to CBS, maybe a little more time screening contestants for your new game show, and a little less time worrying about what we say about prostate.
Amen.
Please.
Amen.
Can I get an amen?
Amen.
If you visit an internet chat room, what you say may be monitored by a psychologist. The New York Post says psychologists, sociologists, and other scientists have been watching and recording what they see in chat rooms and news groups and not revealing their presence.
Hello, Mr. Stossel. I'm calling just to suggest you get some help. Just a little help. Please come in anytime at your convenience.
Okay, Mr. Stossel? Did you spend 5 hours this Sunday on boysinthebathtub.com?
How did you know that?
Charles Stossel is Charles Nelson Riley.
The paper says some of the scientists have even quoted what they've read there and then have turned around and published what they've quoted. One psychologist tells the paper that hundreds of researchers are
already... Dear Elion, I would love to give you a bath and then have you watch Charlie Vision. Sincerely, Senior Stossel.
My prayers are with you.
Hundreds of researchers are already monitoring chats, and this doctor says that hundreds more will soon be joining them in those chat rooms. Quoting one health official, there are some real ethical issues here that must be addressed. But a privacy rights lawyer says, and I quote, people are stupid. They think because they're alone in their bedrooms typing onto a screen, their privacy is protected.
So is this the same deal where anytime you, say, accidentally stumble upon an X-rated website, they know about it?
No, this is a different deal. This is if you go to a news group or a chat room where you're having an online conversation with somebody else. There may be a doctor watching that, and he may be quoting what you're talking about, whether it's sex or losing weight or whatever the topic of the chat room may be.
I think it's a great place for psychologists. I'll tell you right now.
Sure.
I love the internet. I love websites. I love email. I love all of it. But I'll say, chat rooms weird me out. They creep me out when you see people in there. And I think it's a good place for psychologists to hang out.
I say if you're a doctor and you're watching the chat room, don't hide. You know, you check in and help these people. And up for bids on
who
eBay.
Who are these people?
Hold on, exactly. One thing I want to say about the doctor. That made me think. I talked to a guy over the weekend who said that he watched the Dr. Laura show.
Okay.
That, you know, Dr. Laura is doing a pilot for a TV show.
Right.
And that it's going to go into production in September.
Mm-hmm.
And that apparently the people at Paramount are petrified because Dr. Laura comes off so poorly on television.
She was a total disaster is what I heard.
She never smiles.
Right.
She frowns.
Right. Walks in front of the. She walks into the wrong camera angle.
Right.
She yells at people all the time.
Stands in front of directly in front of guests when they're supposed to get a camera shot of
them. And it's the worst abortion that they've ever seen. And they're positive that the show is going to be canceled after like 3 weeks on the air when it finally gets on the air.
Barely even made it out of the air. It was such a total disaster. They're almost saying we really can't even put this on the air.
Fantastic.
And remember, we were talking about this. She's coaching her guests backstage not to show any emotion when they go on the air. Well, that's what makes it interesting television.
Yeah, she's a lovely lady.
Yeah, wonderful.
Right. I wonder what she looks like without that wig. I really do. I'd like to pull that.
She looks like John Malkovich in Rounders. That's exactly what she looks like.
Mr. Son of a bitch. Yeah, the man. He's money. Did we once talk about a show, a great show, Take Your Wig Off? It would be with J.C. Hayward.
Sure, right.
And Dr. Laura Schlesinger.
It would be fantastic. Did you? You said you watched some of that correspondence dinner, the tape of Clinton.
Yeah.
Did you see the part where they're roughing up Wolf Blitzer, where they're dancing with Wolf Blitzer and rubbing his head?
No.
And it really, I don't know what he's got up there, what kind of glue, but I've always heard that Wolf Blitzer wears a wig, and nothing came off. And they were like, you know, they were all dancing with him. It was like they were doing a dancing thing, you know, it's like, and rubbing his head. It was great.
He would be another great one.
Mm-hmm.
You could have your host could be Steve Allen. It would be What's Under Your Wig.
Yes, show us what's under your wig.
Tonight, J.C. Hayward, Dr. Laura Schlesinger, and Wolf Blitzer.
And that would be the good title. Show us what's under your wig.
Buzz, hold on. I know you had another story there. No problem. Let me interrupt. Toe tapping, touch tones.
All right.
Time for call 100 and secret sound. Number one, round two.
Yeah, we've only had one guess so far.
If you think you know what it is, well, hell, how can you know? I've only played it a couple of times. Take a guess. Take a stab.
All right.
Playing for $500. And a prize package selected especially for you. Be the 100th person right now. Call Miss Toya Swallow. She's standing by at 1-877-365-3636.
America's favorite winger, Don and Mike.
I think that Clinton tape is here.
Ah, good. Good.
The one of his bits that he did at the thing over the weekend. But we still don't have the Luther Campbell tape yet today.
I'd like to see that, too.
That's the tape with Luther Campbell from... Is it Two Live Crew? Is that
right.
The name of his band? With Ray Lewis.
And one of the other defendants, right? He's sitting there supposed to be watching some women having sex with his defendant that he claims he never knew.
I'd love to watch that tape. If anybody's got that tape, bring it by. We got the Clinton one, but... That one was already on TV today.
And it's also very visual, as opposed to very, you know, it's got a lot of the, like, the Stewart dancing, you know, and that kind of thing.
Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I'm caller 100.
Yes, you are. What's your name, please?
John Keane.
Hi, Johnny. Where are you calling from?
From Texans.
John, you have won a Stuff of the Month gift pack. Log on to stuffofthemonth.com and make every month a holiday by sending her... Lingerie monthly.
Ooh.
But wait, there's more. You're going to get to go for $500 American right now with the return of the secret sound. Did you hear it before?
No, I haven't.
All right, well, this will be a virginal listen for you. You're playing for $500. Please don't answer until Mike sings like...
Bob Goulet.
Yes.
There you go.
We love our Goulet. We wish you Godspeed.
Caller, name this sound.
You know, we're bringing it back because even though we haven't done the Secret Sound Contest for 6 months, you'd be amazed how many people still ask us about what sound number 7 or sound number 8
was. And the odds are in my favor.
Yes. People ask us all the time about that, so we brought it back.
That's right. And people loved it. I love this game.
Yes. With the secret sound. What is that?
It was a guy coughing.
A guy coughing? How'd you...
We have our first lame guess, I believe.
How did you get a guy coughing out of that?
I don't know.
Oh, we're sorry.
Let me tell you something. If your cough sounds like that, get medical attention as soon as possible.
I can't speak. I am dumb.
All right. Thank you.
Not a problem.
Remember, except when we get a really stupid guess, every guess is a clue
for you.
Now let's go back to Guy. Hello, Guy.
The story you were just talking about. Here it is in detail. All-pro linebacker Ray Lewis, still facing murder charges, appears to be in the audience on a mail-order sex video.
God, I want to watch this tape so bad on the show. Doesn't anybody listening have this tape. This is something you could buy.
Yeah, mail order, right.
Right, Luther Campbell sells these tapes.
Do you want to view this tape because of your interest in seeing justice done, or do you want to see this tape to see the naked ladies?
Yes.
There you go.
Yes,
there
to both. Yes, to both.
Absolutely. A criminal justice major and also a guy who likes the ladies.
Very horny. Heard at one point Ray Lewis has his shirt off, and one of the girls who's been having sex puts on his Ravens number 52 jersey.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And keep in mind, his whole game plan for making his innocence known is that they're portraying him as a family man.
Yes.
With family values.
Of course. The Ravens have really backed him, so they'll be thrilled to see that jersey, I'm sure. Lewis appears to be with murder co-defendant Joseph Sweeting. Sweeting and Lewis were both allegedly present when two men were killed in Atlanta after the Super Bowl. So far, Lewis has said he doesn't know Joe Sweeting. Lewis's trial starts in about 2 weeks. Now, this tape, which features party guests performing sex acts for money,
this little girl has knockers,
was made last year in Cancun, Mexico, by rap artist Luther Campbell.
Really, anybody got that tape?
Cancun.
You got to bring it down.
Is it available to the public?
Yeah.
Mail order.
It's something that Luther Campbell was selling, on his website. And I guess maybe that's how you get it through mail order.
We want tape.
Anybody got that tape? We want to see it. We desperately want to watch it on this show.
Yes, please. So we can give our expert analysis.
Sure. Tell you exactly what Ray Lewis is doing.
Very good.
And exactly what the girls are doing. Now, are the girls having sex with each other, or are they performing sex on other guys?
It sounds like the girls are having sex with each other. That's what it sounds like.
And it says they're being paid for it.
Right.
I wonder how much they're being paid to have sex with each other.
Yeah, probably worth it. I like the way they worded that about party guests performing sex acts for money. There's might be a shorter term for that, but I can't remember it now. Up for bids on eBay, supposedly the raft used by Alien Gonzalez to get from Cuba to the U.S.
We have it.
Oh, did you buy that on eBay?
Yep. We get everything on eBay.
The bidding started at just over $200. Mm-hmm. The seller is a New Jersey man who says he bought the raft at a government auction.
His name is Sam.
But a Coast Guard spokesman says he seriously doubts that the raft is genuine.
Oh, great. Again.
Sam Milkman.
It's Sam the Milkman who sold it to us. And now you're telling me it's a phony?
Well, eBay says it can't vouch for the authenticity of the things that are sold at its website.
Oh, screwed again.
Hey, if it's any consolation, the raft comes with a page from a coloring book supposedly colored by Alien.
You know what I read over the weekend? And this really did make me laugh. You know the idiot who paid $500,000 for the basketball?
Yeah.
That Will Chamberlain supposedly scored 100 points in the game.
Right.
They have the auction. The guy spends $500,000 freaking dollars on this basketball. 2 days later, a guy comes out and he says, hey, guess what? I was at that game, and after Wilt scored the 100th point, he tossed me the ball. Here it is. I've got the ball. The ball that you just paid $500,000 for.
Oh, my God.
It's not the real ball.
And what, didn't you have a story that 90% of sports memorabilia is bogus?
That's true.
Yeah.
That is true.
Oh, God. That's what we're hearing. Well, South Carolina is the last state to get on board, but South Carolina now has an official Martin Luther King holiday. The NAACP...
You're telling me South Carolina was the last to get on board?
They have one now, but they were the last, yes.
I know you fought that, Rob.
Well, the NAACP is not as happy about this as you might expect, because the bill signed by the governor today also establishes a Confederate Memorial Day.
On the same day?
On the same bill.
Well, give them A-hole award.
Not the same day. The Memorial Day, Confederate Memorial Day, will be May 10th.
They just changed it, but for years in Virginia, the Martin Luther King holiday was Lee Jackson King Day.
That's right. They did that.
Two Civil War generals from the Confederacy and Martin Luther King.
Unbelievable. Same thing here. The NAACP says it would rather the governor veto the King holiday bill than tie it to a new holiday commemorating the Confederacy.
Right? That's amazing, man. It's the year 2000.
Yes. Well, just remember, Mike, that guy who called us from the potato chip plant.
That's right.
That's South Carolina.
Yeah. I sure like my potatoes. I don't mind giving a holiday, but give us a holiday, too.
The governor who signed it says he would have preferred that they weren't tied together also, but he says he'll take what he can get.
Is the governor, is he castrated? What, he has no balls?
Well, this is how politics works a lot of times.
South Carolina politics.
Well, he either had to veto, he was in the unenviable position of either having to veto the Martin Luther King holiday bill or take it as it was packaged.
What was that, Governor Eunuch? No scrotum.
I really had no choice.
No genitals, no balls.
I didn't have any choice.
choice in the matter, and I figured I would sign the bill. Sign the bill, tying it into a Confederate, I'll say as
well. Excuse me.
You know what that
sounds like? The Confederacy
does
not exist anymore.
You know what that sounds to me like? And I swear to God, it sounds to me like Ken Stevens is the governor.
Absolutely.
There's a guy who cannot make up his mind.
Sure.
Who doesn't have the balls to make a decision, who wants to say something that will make everybody happy.
You know, and he's coming out right, and he's saying, if I don't sign this bill, then I'll look bad because I haven't approved
the King holiday.
Right. Mm-hmm. But what if he was not to sign and say, the reason I'm not signing it is because I don't want to tie it into this bill. That's what he should do. That's the right thing to do.
It's politics.
Yeah.
South Carolina politics. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, welcome. Your new governor, Ken Stevens.
Sean Puffy Combs' defense against gun charges is falling apart, according to the New York Post. The paper says he's inching closer toward a 15-year prison sentence because his defense is falling apart. The Post says Combs' friends are abandoning him and his alibi after a nightclub shooting back in December. The club owner who once promised to help Combs' defense is now threatening to sue the rapper for damages, and the club employees that started out as friendly witnesses have turned hostile.
If he goes to jail, I might drop that name, Puffy. I know that it sounds like a good name, but I just don't think it's going to work if he goes into the joint.
If he goes in, he won't be using it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be available for you. Combs is now represented by OJ lawyer Johnny Cochran, and also the
lawyer...
Didn't
you mean it wouldn't be good for him in jail to be called Puffy?
Yes. Absolutely. Oh, I thought you meant you were adopting the name Puffy.
No, I said he really shouldn't use that in prison, but that's all right.
Excuse me.
That's okay.
Johnny Cochran, and also the lawyer who represented...
Hold on, I need a train wreck sound of that. I think we just had an audible train wreck.
Yeah,
here.
I think so. I just
think so. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, we just had a train wreck.
Puffy in jail, is
right.
You know, it doesn't.
No, I understand.
I got you.
I thought you said
a man having
you.
Sex with men in jail.
Yeah, I understand.
There you go.
Anal sex.
Thank you.
Johnny Cochran.
Prostate sex.
Hi-oh.
Thank you.
Skin touching prostate. See, it should be okay to say that because I'm not talking about eating.
Right.
Well,
that was the problem before, talking about eating prostate.
Yeah, but you got to eat in jail too. You know, you got to. I think 3 squares a day.
3 square prostates a day. Okay, one more buzz.
Well, let me just finish by telling you, Combs is now represented by OJ lawyer Johnny Cochran, and also the lawyer who represented Sammy the Bull Gravano. But Johnny Cochran has just lost a case.
Mr. Johnny.
Yes, I lost this case against a newspaper columnist. A columnist for the New York Post once wrote that Cochran will, and I quote, say or do just about anything to win, typically at the expense of the truth. The article was clearly labeled as an opinion piece. A judge turned away Cochran's libel case a couple of years ago. Now, a federal appeals court has upheld the judge's decision. Cochran's lawyer says he disagrees with the rulings, but he says they will appeal it no further.
Thank you, Buzz. Hold on a second. Now we got plenty of rednecks calling us about the Confederate flag.
Oh, oh good.
All right, we'll take their calls and your calls. So when we come right back.
You can understand them if you're a mastermind. The Don and Mike Show.
I forgot to mention that thought... that the X-Files last night was interesting. I thought that the setup was funnier than the actual presentation. The plot of the X-Files last night was that they were making a movie about Mulder and Scully.
Right.
And they had Gary Shandling play David Duchovny in the movie, and they had Tia Leone play Gillian Anderson.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, David Duchovny in real life is best friends with Gary Shandling, and he's married to Tia Leone.
You know, in Styles, when you think of David Duchovny in drama and Gary Shandling in comedy, it's similar. They're both kind of like sullen, surly guys.
Yeah, laid back.
So that, you're right. The premise, how did Gary Shandling pull it off?
He was only on for like 5 seconds.
Oh, that sucks.
It was virtually a cameo. And now, admittedly, I was going between that and other stuff. I mean, I would stay with the right. X-Files.
Arabian Nights?
Of course.
I would stay with the X-Files until it got... boring, like when, and it was directed by David Duchovny, right? It was not only written, it was directed by him. So at one point,
don't have a martini and watch that X-Files show. Mm-hmm. That'll put you right up.
At one point, the zombies were getting up and they were dancing around, and it was like I don't know what he was trying. It was impressionist type stuff.
Right.
I don't know what he was trying to get across.
Mm-hmm.
So I would flip the channel, and I ended up spending half my time watching a rerun of that show my wife loves, that Sex and the City.
Mm-hmm. Sex and the City, yes.
And I only watched it last night. You know, generally that's a cunny show. Mm-hmm. That's a show made for cunnies,
mm-hmm.
by cunnies. Life with a cunny point of view. But the reason that I watched it last night is that one of the women had her pubic hair shaved in the sign of a lightning bolt.
Cool.
Wow. Now, they never showed it.
But even talking about it.
But they just talked about it. And then she went into a, she went into like a schmitz. She went into to a, get a,
what? Steam bath.
A steam bath. And, you know.
A schmitz?
The, mm-hmm. What did I say? The schmitz?
No, you said schmitz. Right, I think. It's the, right. It's just funny hearing. I don't think I've ever heard you say schmitz.
And when she went in there, she took off her robe. And they didn't show anything. She's the one girl on that show I would like to see naked.
Which one is she?
Kim Cattrall.
Oh, Kim Cattrall. A little long in the tooth, but hasn't hit the wall yet.
No. Except, what's the deal with that mole? I don't like that mole. Is that a real mole, or is that something they just put on?
It's a real mole, and what you can't see on TV, if you get real close to it, the big, long hair come out of it.
So she sits down in this steam bath, and she takes off her robe, and they show her, like, from the neck up, and the next woman coming in sits down, takes her robe off, and they realize that they both have their pubic hair was shaved by the same guy in a
lightning bolt?
In the shape of a lightning bolt.
I'm all for that.
So that's why I was going between the X-Files and that. I couldn't believe I forgot to talk about the X-Files. Great concept.
Right.
To have a movie made about the X-Files with Gary Shandling and Tia Leone, but the actual presentation...
Was Tia Leone or Gary Shandling's pubic hair shaved like a lightning bolt?
No. No, and Tia Leone looked good with red hair.
Did she?
Yeah, she had like a redhead wig on, or maybe she dyed her hair. Did you watch it, Bob?
I did. I enjoyed it very much.
You've always been a fan of the Tia Leone, haven't you? Yes. Yeah, I have. Yeah.
A little too, but I mean, she's kind of scrawny, isn't she?
Yeah, well.
I thought you didn't like him scrawny.
She's doable, though.
Really?
She has a real F me look about her.
Mm-hmm.
When I see Tia Leone, that's what I see her saying. F me.
And I feel the same way about Gary Shandling.
Hello. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, you guys are looking for that Luke Skywalker video.
Oh, Luther Campbell, yes. The one
exactly.
That had...
Exactly, well, the Two Live Crew, yeah.
The one that has Ray Lewis watching naked girls having sex.
Exactly. Actually, the website is 3w.bni.
Hold on. Father okay. Time, are you getting this for me?
Sure.
Hold on. I need Father Time to get on the web.
What
is it? Is it www.
Dot... .bni.
B-N-I.
B as in baseball, N as in Nathan, I.
All right, got the B-N-I.
Okay, dash Playhouse.
That is it Clayhouse or Playhouse?
Playhouse.
C or P?
P.
Playhouse.com. Hold on. I'm waiting on Father Time now.
Okay, and then you're going to have a backslash.
Wait a minute, hold on.
Backslash.
Freak Show.
Welcome to another edition of Surfing the Net with Father Time.
After Freak Show.
And this is going to throw you off as an underscore videos.htm.
Oh, that's easy. God, how long an address is this?
It's pretty obscure.
Well, hold on. How about your email address, Mike? Yours is plenty long.
Mine is very simple. It's, oops, almost slipped there. Underscore video.htm?
That's correct.
Okay, so it's www.bniplayhouse.com/freakshow.video.htm?
Underscore video.htm, yep.
Okay.
And they have all three.
Hold on. Let me see if Buzz can get there.
Netscape is unable to locate the server. Now, that means it's unavailable.
Buzz, did you put a dash between BNI and Playhouse?
No, but I'll do that now.
Oh, man.
All right, hold on. You know, in defense of Father Time, I don't think you said slash between those two
words.
No,
you did not, sir.
I think I did.
No, you didn't.
Not found.
No. We have tape. We can prove it.
Okay. It's BNI dash or slash?
Dash.
Come on.
Dash playhouse.com/ freak show.
Oh, the backslash. Is right. It backslash?
It's a backslash. It's like a file.
Hold on, here comes Toya.
Does Toya have it?
Toya, hello.
Do you have it already?
Hi, yeah, I have the website in the call screening room. It's BNI dash Playhouse. And what it is it's a website in itself, all of Luke's videos from this year. So from Daytona, Cancun.
Okay, so it tells them, but there's like not anything that you can watch, right?
I said you can download clips.
Just a catalog of...
Right, you would have to purchase it from the website.
So I'll buy it.
Okay. No, I don't. There's clips on there you can download.
How much is it? Do you know, Toya?
$25.99.
I'll order it today. Have them send it overnight.
It's a terrific price.
Mm-hmm. I'd love to watch Ray Lewis watching girls having sex on tomorrow's show.
Yes, just from a human interest newsy kind of way, right?
How you doing, Buzz?
I've entered it several times. It says not found. I look, what can you do? I've entered exactly what the man said.
Were you able to find the site, Toya?
Yeah. I'll write it down and give it to Buzz.
No, come check this out, Toya. Come look at this.
All right, come. All right. Go look at the White Devil. See what he's got. Go on over there, Toya. I'd like to know if it's the guy on the telephone giving the wrong address.
Now, you heard me go over with him several times.
Let's just see some young eyes get on it. Exactly. Let's see what happens.
Let's see some eyes that are not covered with
cataracts.
Cataracts. Let's see Toya do this. Toya, did he have it written right? The correct way in there?
She backed it off. She got rid of everything after com, so she shortened it by half. And it's saying not found, isn't it?
Did you hit enter?
Well, here it comes.
She pulled it up?
Yeah. Okay. Using half the address that I was given.
It's just too funny. But no, you know, I tell you, for the comedic value of this show, I would think that you'd almost do it on purpose, because it works every time. I'll tell you that right now.
Toya, how come you were able to get on it and Buzz was not?
Because she dropped half of the address that the guy phoned in.
Oh, no, that's not the reason. She's got, you know, you got about 30 years on her.
Yeah, oh, that must be it. That must be it.
Toya, did you use the same address?
I forgot. I'm 247.
Hold on. What is Buzz doing wrong, Toya?
Toya?
Well, the guy gave Buzz too much information. When he called me, he gave me half of what he told Buzz, mm-hmm. and it worked for me.
Oh. Okay. All right. Then. Why did you give Buzz so much information?
Yeah.
It takes you directly to the page. When you go without that half, without the freak show, it takes you to the opening homepage. So with the backslash and everything, it takes you right to where the videos are.
All right, but you confused him.
No.
I'm sorry.
Yes,
I am joking, Buzz. No, you're not.
And what are you doing now, Toya?
She's opening the browser again because she accidentally closed it.
Oh, you love telling on her, don't you?
You do, Buzz. You're glad that she's screwed up.
Even younger people can make mistakes.
All right, thank you, my friend.
All right, man.
Bye-bye.
Later.
See you. Goodbye.
Well, Toya, if you're able to pull that page up, Robbie has some information. Robbie, go in there and order that for me.
I'll get up.
Order me that tape. Get overnight delivery, please.
Rapidly becoming my favorite segment on the show.
Me too.
Buzz, me too.
I know. Hello, it's Don and Mike show. Hello.
Sir.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Thank you, sir. This is about a Confederate flag.
Yeah.
The one you were talking about, South Carolina, is not actually the Confederate flag that used to fly over Richmond. That is the battle flag that both black and white die under.
What?
Huh? The red field with the stripes and stars is not the Confederate flag. That is the battle flag.
Double talk. That's double talk. It still represented the Confederacy.
Yeah, that black and white both died under that same flag.
We're talking about Virginia or South Carolina?
Blacks and whites died in the Civil War. I think we're all agreed on that. But the flag you're talking about, the one we're all familiar with, the red one with the blue stripes and stars.
The one you see in the back of pickup trucks.
Right. Yes. That's what he's saying is that's the battle flag, not the official Confederate flag.
When I see that, when I see that flag, I think Johnny Reb.
Right. Yeah, that's double talk, sir. It means the same thing. It represents the same fight.
Well, it was the same fight.
Right.
But both black and white fought under that flag.
See,
the same.
You know, I wish this guy was a little more rednecky, because this kind of scares me. A guy like this that's a lummy.
Now, listen, the whole damn Civil War started because the South had all the produce and all the resources.
We fought for lettuce.
Yeah,
come
right.
on, listen.
Yeah, it's not about slavery.
We had no way to get rid of our lettuce in the
South. I've heard these arguments before.
Yeah, right.
I've heard these. This is the Civil War wasn't about slavery argument, right? Is that what it is?
Right.
Well, it was more industry. They would not.
Right. Wasn't it all about slavery?
Thank you, Don. Thank you very
much. Right. And there was no Holocaust, too, right? Are you going to say that next, too?
No, definitely there was a Holocaust.
All right, listen, I do have a final question for you.
Oh, no, believe me, there's not a front one in my body.
I'm sure there's
of
not.
Of course not.
I have a final question for you, though. What do you estimate the top...
Hey, Mike, I didn't appreciate that.
What do you estimate the top speed of the General Lee to be?
I have no idea.
Who was your favorite? Duke. And I'm not talking about David.
I'm an MPT guy.
You're a what guy?
MPT.
Public television guy.
Oh, an MPT guy. You just happened to stumble on our show, did you?
No, I listen constantly.
All right. All right. MP3.
You guys do a great job. I'm just trying to say what people, the Confederate flag is different than the battle flag.
Listen, there is no black or white, pun intended, on this. The Confederate flag is bad. It means something that's bad.
It represents something bad to a lot of people.
It depends which corner you're looking around.
No, I don't think so.
Not at all.
Yeah, well, I do.
Explain that to me.
You're trying to say that every Caucasian individual that was in the South during that time was prejudiced. And I don't think that's right.
No, that's not what we're saying at all. We're saying that the Confederate flag represents something that's...
Not the battle flag. Listen.
You're an idiot. How could you possibly work for Maryland Public Television? You're so stupid. You can call it a battle flag. You can call it whatever you want. The flag that rednecks have in the back of their trucks, that means Civil War.
It's all about symbolism. It's what that flag symbolizes.
People like that with a bad attitude have taken it and made it. It's a bad thing now because the people in the 20th century have made it bad.
You know, I'm not going to dispute that, but the fact is, it's what it symbolizes. And that's why it shouldn't be flying over a state.
Mike, I really respect you. And Mike, I want to answer a question.
Hold on, sir. I want to listen to a song.
Good old boy.
This is one of my favorite songs.
Never meaning no harm.
And on second thought, I don't want you to ask me a question.
All right,
goodbye.
Thank you.
And would you have accepted Daisy Duke as the answer?
Yes, as the favorite Duke, yes.
That's mine.
No. Mike, really?
Yeah. Oh.
Listen,
yeah, go ahead.
In the 1860s, you're part of that indenture.
Jesus Christ. Goodbye.
Thank you.
Dies.
I didn't want to answer that question.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yes, hello.
Hi, this is Sam Huff's Prostate. How are you?
Hey, Sam. God, I'm starving. I just want to say that. I am freaking starving today.
If the connection's bad, I apologize. I am in Sam Huff's lower abdominal cavity.
All right. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don, how's it going?
Hey, turn your radio down, please.
Down.
Thank you.
Hey, you know who else is really effable on TV?
Who?
Is that Laura Flynn Boyle?
Too skinny.
No, you know what? She's an acquired taste. I mean,
really?
I wouldn't do her with yours.
I liked her in Wayne's World.
Oh man, did,
she had some
did,
meat
did,
on her bones.
You didn't see like the Details or Maxim magazine that was out? My roommates like.
I saw the pictures. I just don't think she's very doable.
Really?
Yeah. You know what I do? I would lance that Boyle.
That's what I would do.
Thank you, though.
Thank you.
All right. Goodbye. Hello, Don and Mike show. You're right. She's too skinny.
She's too skinny. Her head looks like it's going to fall off her body.
You know who else is too skinny? And I mean this. For a babe who's getting over the 3-0 mark,
mm-hmm.
Heather Locklear.
Yeah. Too thin?
Is also too thin. When she was on Melrose Place or when she was on T.J. Hooker, it was one thing to have a young girl with big jugs and those real skinny arms. If you ever watch Spin City, Heather Locklear's got to be like 33, something like that. Now, she's still a good-looking woman.
But it's too skeletal-like.
Too skinny. Her arms are too skinny.
You know who else is too skinny? Cameron Manheim.
Oh, hold on. Here's Charles Broyhill. That fart, that live fart, was brought to you by Milwaukee Frozen Custard. We're very proud of the fact that we finally found someone to sponsor live farts on this show.
And I must tell you what Alan Limewan told me out in the hallway. He said that this sponsor, not the only one interested in sponsoring farts. We could have many other sponsors that are going to jump on this incredible breakthrough bandwagon.
www.milwaukeefrozencustard.com. They brought you that live fart.
Live fart.
Fart. Fart. Fart.
Live fart.
Flynn, flarn, flynn.
Hello. Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, say, just calling about that caller you had on before, trying to say that the Confederate flag is a battle flag.
Yes.
It's kind of like saying, you know, the swastika was originally set up as a religious symbol, but because of what people made it into, you know, it is now is what it resents as far racism and, you know, the murder of millions of Jews.
Of course. Correct.
You don't go around, you know, praising God on the swastika because of its original meaning. It's a bad thing. You shouldn't fly it.
Agreed.
That's really the bottom line.
Thank you, my
good argument.
All right.
Okay.
Right on. Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey. I just saw a news report on Atlanta station about this Ray Lewis tape they're talking about.
Yeah.
And I can tell them what it shows.
Hold on. You're talking to us now.
Oh, I am a goofus.
Yes, and turn your radio down, please.
Okay, I'll go outside.
Goofus.
Go outside.
What it was like a big party with a bunch of bros, and they obviously had some hookers hired, and they were in there dancing with them and just going around from guy to guy and doing things. And he was in there with...
Thank you. Thank you. I feel like I've seen it already.
You, sir, can paint a picture.
Thank you.
A Garrison freaking Keylor.
Thank you.
Yeah, man. Later.
Okay. I feel like I'm there right now. I wouldn't have felt that way unless he went outside.
Hello, Stan. Stanley.
Is this me?
Is that your name, Stanley?
No, Dan.
Dan.
Danley.
Dan with a D.
Yeah, Danley.
I'm calling from South Carolina, but it's not about the flag.
Go ahead.
Have you guys seen this month's Maxim magazine?
Yes, the one that we should have been in, goddammit, with Christy,
right.
With Christy Swanson on the cover.
Right, I missed you guys in the magazine, but did you see the Christy Swanson layout?
Yeah, she's hot. She's coming on the show tomorrow. We're going to have her in here tomorrow.
Lucky guys.
We're going to size her up tomorrow.
Sounds good.
We're going to get her to say bad things about Maxim magazine.
Very good.
Because they nixed our big list of the 100 hottest women.
Good.
Yeah.
Hello, Jonathan.
Yes, sir. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, buddy.
I had a comment about the Confederate flag. That last idiot who called just really kind of made me mad. Not everybody down here in South Carolina is such a racist pig.
Oh, yes, you are.
Yes, you all are.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
Hola.
You know what cracks me up is that when you say that, there are going to be people pounding on their dashboards. The people that just where it's just a little out of range. They're going, did you hear what he said?
Hello.
Hello.
You're on the air.
Yeah, this is Derek, the disabled veteran that works at Home Depot.
Very good.
Yes,
right.
That would be worked for Home Depot, right?
No. I work. They put me in special services.
Oh, so you still have the job?
Of course.
Is this the guy that was on medication and quit a job after he only worked 4 hours?
Yeah, I wanted to give you the update on that the job.
Yes, please do.
They went there and they interviewed them. They had to pay all their employees back pay. Now they gave everybody a raise and they pay them from the time they get there.
Well, you shouldn't have quit.
Anybody that was listening to our show a couple of weeks ago, this guy was mentally disabled in the Gulf War. Right? Am I saying that correctly? You were mentally disabled in the Gulf War?
No, not mentally disabled. I just get headaches, migraines, and anxiety.
So you were physically disabled?
Right.
So you took a job, with the phone company?
It was a fiber optics company.
Fiber optics company, and you resented the fact that you didn't get paid for the time it took you to drive from the home office to the work site.
Right, and then leaving the work site to the office in a company truck.
Yeah, I can't believe I forgot to tell you this. But over the weekend, I logged a little time for that movie, The Other Sister.
Oh, dear.
I know we talked about that movie
with
before.
Juliette Lewis, right?
Yeah. It's funny. It's not supposed to be funny.
Yeah, it's about a challenged woman, right?
Who
trying to be...
Who meets a retarded guy.
Right.
And they want to
They
want to get married. And, I mean...
Why are you putting me in that category?
I'm just commenting on a movie I saw to Mike.
I know, but you're making it seem like I'm mentally disturbed or something.
No, I think we established the fact that you are physically disabled.
I thought you said I was a great communicator.
How's the job going at Home Depot?
Anyway,
it's going great. I want to tell you. I went through my training first week. This is my first day out there talking to customers, and I have a big button that says, I'm in training.
Right.
It's a good job.
If you want to laugh, but you got to watch it by yourself, because you'll be embarrassed to laugh with other people around.
Right.
If you want a good laugh,
you
to sit.
On the back, there's an ethics code. It is funny.
I remember this guy. He's a good listener.
But I'm telling
some of the people you see, it's funny.
What? I don't know what he's saying.
I said, I'm a joker, and it's hard for me to hold back to crack jokes on people, you know, come in the store.
Right. Gotcha.
It just is.
So you're already having difficulty with customer relations in the store?
No, because I'm holding back. I won't say nothing or even give a gesture.
You know, it's been my experience when somebody comes out and says, I'm a joker. That's usually either preceded or followed by, you know, some serious problems.
No, it's just, you know, if you go in a store and you see somebody, you're going to tell everybody, hey, look at that, you know.
I remember the, you know, Mr. Fuzzy Zeller who once said, I'm a jokester. Remember that? He's the one who used that, absolutely.
I'm a joker, I'm a toker, I'm a midnight smoker.
David Essex.
No, Steve Miller.
Steve Miller.
You know the alien Gonzalez case, the little kid?
You know, I stand by my earlier assessment when I said that this guy was mentally disabled.
Mentally challenged?
Well, they said it's real hot, you know, down in L.A. They said, yeah, they're waiting for the NIS to come kick the door in to get the breeze in their house.
So listen, if you ever watch this movie, The Other Sister, here's all I want to hip you to. The scene where they're sitting on a couch.
Yes.
And they're eating sandwiches. That's all I want to say.
Okay.
And that's all they're doing is sitting on the couch, eating sandwiches, and watching a Dustin Hoffman movie.
Okay.
I never laughed so hard.
Right.
At a movie.
That movie didn't do anything at the box office.
And I can't believe it didn't do Bobo box office.
Right.
Because it's funny.
Right. But it's not supposed to be funny.
It's funny because it's not supposed to be funny.
Not politically correct to be funny.
And because they're doing awful jobs of playing
these two Rebos. If they do a good job, you know, then you might not necessarily feel a lot worse about laughing.
You would feel bad for them.
But if they're doing a horrible job, I might check it out.
There's a scene where they're sitting in the basement, and it's funny to watch them eat sandwiches.
Right.
Because it's obvious that someone said to them, listen, retarded people. I'm going to hang up on this guy. Somebody said, listen, retarded people don't eat sandwiches like you and me.
Right, right.
And the way they eat the sandwich,
mm-hmm.
crack me up.
Because it's so badly done?
Yeah.
Right.
It's like obvious that they're trying
mm-hmm.
to, you know, I'm sure a retarded person can eat a sandwich.
Sure.
Right? I'm positive. That's not tough to figure out if you're retarded.
But Julia Lewis, does, you know, gives it her own college try.
And whoever the guy is.
Right.
He's equally bad.
And that movie, wasn't that in theaters for like 20 minutes?
Yes. A Gary Marshall production it is.
Hey, Santa Claus.
That's right.
Gary Marshall.
Your room, your meals, come. The Desert Inn has heart.
This conversation is over.
But I'm telling you, if you're ever alone and you really want to laugh.
Got to be alone, though, huh?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so cool.
Absolutely, you got to be alone. As soon as my family came in the room, I changed the channel.
Well, that's a smart move. I'd have to do the same thing.
They came in and heard me laughing. I mean, that's how much I was laughing out loud. I never laugh out loud at anything.
Just sitting there showing your teeth.
Yeah.
You would have been in big trouble if somebody caught you doing that.
Hello. Don and Mike show.
Don, Mike.
Hi.
Hey, you really ought to play that Good Old Boy song a little bit more on the radio.
You mean the Dukes of Hazzard?
Huh?
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 Huh? Donnie? Don, Mike.
Yes.
Hey, I was wanting to ask you, Don, I'm a redneck from South Carolina. And
do tell.
Don't really give a crap about the flag one way or the other. I used to fly it. Don't really matter to me.
What do you mean you used to fly it?
Used to fly it in the back of my truck like a redneck, but now I've grown up a little bit.
You grown up a little bit, Mike.
That's good.
Grown up a little bit, figured out that ain't right. Mike, I was wanting to ask you,
what do ye
like to put into your martini? How do you make a martini?
Well, sir, I would be able to answer that question if I was the martini drinker. You have the wrong partner. That would be Don who drinks the martinis.
Don, okay, Don.
I simply drink anything that is in a bottle. So I'm going to...
You're having water and cutty sore.
Oh, that's not bad.
What about
I drink that.
For redneck?
I love for redneck.
Boy, Danny?
Gone, Danny.
Guys, I love you to death.
Hey, Danny.
Every day at work.
Hey,
a buddy of mine from work sit across from one another.
Billy.
Cutter grinding machine and laugh our butts off, and everybody looks at us like we're crazy.
Hey, what the hell is a cutter grinder machine?
A cutter grinder machine is a machine that you grind carbide tools on that's going to end up killing me from breathing all that damn carbide dust one of these days.
Well, why don't you wear a mask?
Well, because the mask that you can buy ain't worth a crap, and the mask that the company buy for you, it just don't filter carbide, and you gotta...
Why don't you go up to your boss and say, hey, why don't you buy me a better mask for ye?
Well, I might just do that next time I'm up there.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, ye.
Hey.
Hey.
You still didn't tell me what ingredients you put on your martini. I know this ain't a
Don,
channel.
Tell him what you put in your martini.
Hell yeah, okay. Don.
If I'm going to make ye a martini,
all right,
first I go out to the shack.
All right.
To get me a nice big jug.
Yeah.
And into the jug, I put vodka.
Vodka.
Vodka. About three shots of vodka.
All right.
Three shots of vodka.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why I packed out on Saturday night.
That is a big glass.
And then you put in about half a shot of vermouth.
Vermouth.
And then you shake it.
Right.
Like James Bond says, shake, not stir.
Shake, and not stir.
Get yourself a nice shaker.
Is that good enough for you?
That's wonderful. I love it.
And put the hooch, keep the hooch in the freezer so it's cold when you drink it.
All right. 10-4.
That's
thank
good.
You.
I got it.
Thank ye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I guarantee ye.
Bye-bye.
He won't use vodka, though. You know what he'll use?
What?
A shine.
Oh, Don and Mike show.
Hey.
Hey.
I'm just from South Carolina, and I'm not supposed to be calling because I'm 16 years old, but I agree with you. Half the population down here are just rednecks.
No, not half. Bad. All. All. 100%.
No, they're not 100%.
Yes, they are. 100%. Your mommy and your daddy are.
That is.
No, they're not. We breed them young, but not all of us are rednecks.
Yes, you are.
That is part of the Radio Performer's Manual. Stir them up.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike, that redneck is stupid, man.
Hey, turn ye radio down.
Hold on a second, please.
Oh, come on. You know, I'm going crazy with all these necks calling us now.
Hey, put that radio on in the background and be loud and click it.
All right, hello?
What?
Yeah, that redneck was stupid.
You're turning, your radio's still
it's on,
moron. It's on too loud.
All right, now it's off now.
Oh, you know, all you guys with the... I wish to God that we were just on in Northern Cities.
I really do.
But, you know, between the flag and the accent...
Don, you're telling me one day you wish we was on in Atlanta. You said that with a whole room full of people there.
I know. I changed my mind.
And you were really busted up when we got canceled in Tampa.
Listen, if these calls continue, I'm going to need some goodies headache powders.
You know, it's red and V out here.
What?
I'm sorry, go ahead.
The radio is still turned up, sir. You just can't follow along.
Sorry. Oh, you can still hear that?
Anybody else that calls this show today has to speak Yankee. You must speak Northern. I will not allow any more of this on the show today.
All right, let me turn this down here.
No.
Your third chance. You blew it.
No, I'm sorry. Goodbye.
You blew it.
Hello.
Good day, Don. Good day, Mike.
Here's a Yankee.
Hello, Dennis.
Am I a Yankee?
You sure are, Dennis.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, I just want to thank the Gage Man for outfitting me.
Oh, yes. Listen, let me mention that. The Las Vegas-style show on Wednesday night.
Right.
Dennis would be wearing a suit from the Modern Collection at Today's Man.
Yes.
It's the Regis Philbin, that chrome look. You know, wow. Where Regis has, like, the silver tie and the silver shirt.
Metallic, dark.
Yes, the metallic. Dennis would be wearing a suit, courtesy of Today's Man.
With a little extra room in the crotch.
A lot of extra room.
Now listen, at the Las Vegas style show this Wednesday night.
Wednesday.
Listen to this lineup we have.
Oh no.
The Nude Feud. The Underwear Fashion Show. The Homo Joe Challenge. Cheryl the Big Night Challenge. Girls will be sucking lifesavers off the underpants of Dennis Murphy, like the party game that my wife talked about at the Bachelorette party. And for the grand finale, Dennis will eat chili, you know, like Chili Mac.
Out of a can.
And then we will feed him X-Lax.
Oh, you're not going to cook it for me?
No!
Oh,
or to cook.
Or we'll go to Taco Bell. Either way, we're going to get you some spicy Mexican food.
Okay.
Then you'll eat X-Lax. Then Dennis will strip down and will appear on stage nude, except he will be wearing an adult diaper.
An adult diaper with gathers.
What are gathers like?
They're just a little, springy things at the corners, so there's no slippage.
Oh, okay.
What we will do is then put Dennis on a stage, in the corner of the stage in a chair, and wait to see how long until he craps his pants.
And I think, really, if things aren't working quickly enough, we might have to just do a few calisthenics, you know, some minor exercise.
Some squats.
Maybe some jumping jacks.
Yeah.
Right.
Right. Something to get things moving.
Well, that's kind of a crack. I thought I was having a pain in my stomach, but it turned out that I had appendicitis.
All right, well, no chance that's going to be happening.
No.
This Wednesday night at Carmen Kaboom in Columbia, Maryland, we hit the stage at 9 o'clock. It don't cost nothing to get in. It's all I'm saying. Thank you for listening. Thank you for making this show number one rated. This is going to be a wildest show ever. Going to have hot girls taking their clothes off and Dennis in an adult diaper, crapping his pants on stage.
It's for adults only.
My friend Bob, I spoke with him today, and he said, you have gone to your lowest point.
Oh, no. No, you haven't. You've done plenty worse than this, Dennis.
Oh, what has I done?
Dennis, you've gone to a bordello out in Las Vegas where Dennis, you were washed by a hooker.
After you couldn't get it up.
Oh, well,
Dennis, you showed us your diseased toes.
Okay.
Dennis, you've eaten dog food on this show before. Dennis, you've been dominated by a dominatrix on the show before. Dennis, you had sex and had it recorded and played back on this show. Remember when you had sex with Denise?
Oh, yeah, the rash. And remember the rash?
Yeah.
The thigh rash that you had when you had the picture taken with the two strippers?
Dennis, you've done 100 times worse stuff than this.
Okay, but I'm getting a lot of slack.
All right, well, F them.
I can't F my family.
It's performance art.
Huh?
It's performance art.
I'm going through with it, but
My
family.
Listen to me. What do you think Richard Pryor told his family?
What?
When Richard Pryor's mother said, you use the F word too much on stage.
All the great comedians have had to go through that, Dennis.
Right.
Oh, okay. I'm looking forward to this.
Right, Dennis, no pain, no gain.
Okay, God,
You tell your mommy.
No, it's not my mother.
Is it your dad?
No, it's my brother.
All right, you tell your brother that if he wants you to keep selling your T-shirts, that you're just going to have to come up on stage and crap your pants.
Oh, you don't let me sell T-shirts on the website?
Of course.
And who knows, Dennis, maybe you'll get a new slogan after this.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Dennis the diaper artist.
Dennis the diaper artist.
Whatever.
I like that, Dennis. You just came up with that on your own.
You know, I'll tell you something, Dennis. Your brother's jealous of you. Your brother, you listen to me, is jealous of you.
Okay? I think so.
Dennis, just remember, you're a major effing star.
Oh, thank you, Mike. And you're a major effing voice propaganda.
Thank you, Dennis.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
All right, goodbye, Dennis.
Oh, okay. Gone.
See you Wednesday.
Huh?
See you Wednesday.
Hey, can I mention DennisMurphy.com?
You just did. Goodbye, Dennis.
Can I mention my P.O. box? Please.
Go ahead.
If you want to send me any mail or correspondence, or I'm looking to get mail, you want to send pictures, P.O. Box 3705.
Did you say you're... Hold it.
Are you looking to get married?
Well, what the heck? I want to see if any women will send me the photos.
Are you saying, wait, hold on, in the great tradition of Tom Arnold, you are now looking for a bride on the internet?
No, it's not posted on my website, but, I'm 40 years old right now, and I'm looking to be in a relationship right now.
You know what I was thinking I might want to do with Dennis this spring?
Right.
Uh-oh. He's getting this new suit from Today's Man.
Mm-hmm.
Will be to find a girl, because you know the prom season's coming up.
Right.
Find a girl who can't get a date for her prom.
No.
Dennis would take her to the prom.
And let Dennis take her to the prom.
That's right.
Because I can count on you to be a perfect gentleman, right?
Yeah, but I'm calling you shocked.
No, I think, Dennis, you'd probably be a perfect escort for a prom.
Yeah, get you a nice big stretch limo.
Yeah, okay, mate. Sure.
Hold on, here's Charles Broyhill again. That fart was brought to you by Milwaukee Frozen Custard, www.milwaukeefrozencustard.com.
Way to go, Charles.
And you know what? I'll sponsor it, too. Go to closer.com.
All right, come on, goodbye.
Oh,
Christ. Christ! All right, one last guy. He's seen the Ray Lewis video. Mike.
Yes, Johnny Mike.
Yes, hello.
Yeah, my best friend had a bachelor party on Saturday, and we all watched it. And he's sitting right up front. You can see him. But if you look real close right behind him, you'll see Willis, too.
The guy that he allegedly doesn't know?
No. You guys remember Willis.
Willis, you mean...
are you doing a D's Nuts with us? Or
will
a
it fit in your mouth?
Oh, there.
Right. That's okay, that was doing. Will this fit in your mouth? I bet. At least give us credit. We did.
You guys snuffed out. You know, Mike was on the trail.
I was.
Don jumped right on there.
He did, right. He kicked me off the trail. That's very good.
I give you big credit, Dan.
You're busted.
You're the king.
You're busted, you douchebag.
All right. All right, fellas.
Goodbye, please.
Yeah, I got sucked right in.
Willis, fit in your mouth.
Reel right in.
Time out will be right back.
Billy, do you like the radio? Billy, do you listen to the Don and Mike show?
Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike, question for you.
Hi.
Who is the hottest fun bags on TV?
Jennifer Aniston.
No, Dharma from Dharma and Greg.
No
absolutely
way.
Not. No,
absolutely
no, no.
Not.
Oh, I watched that show just for that.
And listen, I saw her in person when we were up in Manhattan a couple of weeks ago at NEW. She's puffy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she's got a puffy face, and she has very small breasts. Jenna Elfman.
Candy Crowley.
Hottest fun bags on TV.
I'm sorry.
All right, goodbye.
Goodbye. Hello. Not in Mike's show.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm calling to complain about my job.
Go ahead.
I work for a newspaper, but in our office, we have no freedom of speech. Like, we can't tell jokes. We can't search the internet.
You must work for the Washington Post.
No. Close, though.
You work for the Times?
I can't say. You'll get me fired.
Okay, so you work for the Washington Times.
No.
All right, what's wrong with working at the Washington Times?
No, I'm just, you guys are just looking up a website, and if I were to do that, I might get fired on my job.
Really?
It's ridiculous, isn't
but I
it?
But listen, I bet you could discuss eating prostate, though.
I do that.
You'd be amazed how much they're deleting us out these days. Did they delete that out?
I think it's still in.
I slipped it by. I bet they deleted it out.
Charlie, what's going on? Was that in?
No, it didn't slip.
I bet that they deleted it out on the WNEW broadcast tonight.
Oh, yeah. You can't talk about Giuliani and his problems.
Yes, I can talk about prostate, the live long day.
You just can't talk about certain aspects of that.
You can't describe the what kind of treatment he might have to...
No, you can describe that, too. That's it's a medical okay. treatment.
If I was to say that I was going to sit down at a plate with a knife and a fork and Rudy Giuliani's prostate, I could not describe what I might do next.
Right.
If you follow my drift.
Okay.
Okay, see, that's the asinine world of CBS.
Well, no, newspapers can be that bad, too. I don't know.
No, nothing's as bad as working here.
Well, we advise her to quit, right?
Yes, quit.
Yeah. Quit immediately.
Will you guys hire me, please?
Are you hot?
No,
not a chance. Sorry. Sorry, we only surround ourselves with beautiful women.
Go work for a free newspaper, one of the ones that they don't charge you for.
City paper. That's a good one.
Okay.
Thank you. Try the Sporting News.
All right.
I enjoy that paper. Thank you.
Okay.
All right, goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
We'll go work for a magazine like The Advocate.
Right.
I was reading that today, enjoying it quite a bit.
It's marvelous. Oh, that was up in the office, that gay magazine.
That's right. That's right.
I forgot to tell you, did you see the stuff in the office last week that UPN sent us?
No.
The toys?
No.
The WWF toys?
No, the wrestling toys?
Yeah. We get, you know, the networks. I just want to say something. If you want to send us something, HBO sent us. You know, like them or not.
Right.
HBO knows how to give payola.
Sure.
They sent Mike and I today these real nice leather jackets.
Beautiful leather jackets.
That have the Sopranos logo on them.
Absolutely. Wow. A terrific souvenir.
You know, unfortunately, it's too hot to wear a leather jacket right now, but when fall comes around, that's a nice piece of payola as a way of saying, thank you for talking about the Sopranos.
Amen.
So they send a nice leather jacket.
You see what you just did? Look what you just did.
Oh, look at that.
Look at that. You just threw it against the wall and you hung it up.
It's like in a movie when a guy throws his hat and it gets hung up.
That looked like Who Framed Roger Rabbit right there.
So they sent, I point this out as to show you how crappy UPN is.
Right.
HBO sent us these beautiful jackets. We didn't ask for them. They just sent them. Said, thank you. UPN sent us last week, I think it's The Rock. Is he WWF? Right. Okay, they sent us a doll.
Mm-hmm.
And you pull on his leg and he says, hey, brother, can you smell what The Rock is cooking? And they also sent us a clock. And if you push on the clock, it says WWF says. And they sent us a little chintzy handheld video game that, like, retails for $7.99.
Right.
WWF. And inside was a card.
Mm-hmm.
And it had the UPN logo on it. And it said, dear Don and Mike, we would appreciate any plugs you could give us during this sweeps period. Wow. UPN.
How stupid is that?
I'll tell you how this works. If you're a fledgling network like UPN or what's the other one?
WB.
Here's what you do. Load up an envelope with unmarked bills. Send it in.
But that would be illegal, Don. We're not supposed to do that. Remember we signed those papers?
I know, but I'll lie about that. But I'm telling you, you want to get your product mentioned. That's what, don't send us crappy toys.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least, you know, bring it up a notch. Turn it up. What is that thing Emerald says?
Kick it up.
Kicking it up a notch. Look at HBO sends us beautiful Sopranos leather jackets.
Send one of your representatives into our office and just throw the merchandise on the table and go, bam!
Bam! Right.
Speaking of Emerald,
Can we get Emmer on the show sometime if, if we're up in New York? Can we try to do that?
I'd love to.
I'd love to get that guy on.
However, isn't he based in Orlando?
Is he based in Orlando now?
Every time I see him on Good Morning America, well, that's where he is.
He always talks about doing that, doing his show, you know, on the Food Network from New York City.
Right.
We're here in New York.
Get him on anytime.
Okay.
Anytime.
Cool.
But listen, UPN.
That's awful.
Don't send us freaking toys from Toys R Us.
And thanks to the Sopranos, HBO and the Sopranos for sending us the nice jacket.
Yes, they did. They're beautiful.
Don and Mike.
Did I mention that tomorrow Christy Swanson will be here?
Wow.
H-O-T. Also tomorrow we're sending Toya Swallow is going out with the tape recorder. We're going to send her to the redneckiest Walmart we can find. And her job is going to be to interview the 50th ugly people that she sees. The 50 ugliest people she sees.
Because last week we had a discussion about whether people who are ugly, and we're going to do our own survey.
So tomorrow she's going to find ugly people. She's going to describe them to us before she approaches them.
Good.
And I think, Rob, didn't we write the instructions so there will be less of that Toya ad-libbing tomorrow?
It should be quite efficient. It's, you know, the three questions. One of them is asked for before the tape starts, so it should go very quick.
So she says, I'm from CBS. Mm-hmm. You might be in tape for broadcast. Do you think ugly people know they're ugly?
And do you think you're ugly?
That's great, because I think you'll get good answers with that first question.
Yeah,
people, if you walked up and you said, I'm from CBS, and then immediately, do you think you're ugly, you might not get anybody talking to you.
And also, Toy will do better than a male counterpart, I think.
Absolutely.
She's very
yeah.
friendly and very nice.
People are more receptive to a nice girl, and she's only going to be asking ugly people, and she'll be describing how ugly the people are before she interviews them.
She will. She'll get a good response, because she's nice.
Have you heard that commercial yet, Buzz?
Not yet. I've heard about it, but I haven't heard it yet.
I'll play that on the show tomorrow.
It's a real commercial, too.
Mike did a commercial, which is...
I've been trying to do this, as Buzz knows, for a long time.
Right. Which is the funniest goddamn thing I've heard in a long time.
I think it's great.
Mike did a commercial as Buzz, except it's Mike doing an endorsement for a product.
Yep.
Exactly as Buzz does.
I tried to do him justice.
Tomorrow, Robbie. Save it for tomorrow.
Oh, boy.
Time for Secret Sound right now. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Cello.
Hello.
Yes, who's this, please?
This is Jay.
Jay, where are you calling from?
Spokane, Washington.
Jay, listening on KFAN. Jay, you have won Stuff of the Month gift pack.
Great.
Log on to www.stuffofthemonth.com and make every month a holiday by sending her lingerie monthly.
Lingerie.
Thank you. You're going to play for $500. As we've mentioned a couple of times today, we're bringing this back because people still talk about the old Secret Sound contest.
You know, the simple contests are sometimes the best. And mm-hmm. I'll tell you, people love this contest. I love this contest. I get to play, and I don't know what this sound is. I really don't.
So we're bringing it back. You're playing for $500 in cash. I'll play you the sound right now. It's an everyday household sound.
Okay.
Please don't answer until Mike sings like Robert Goulet. Are you ready?
Ready.
We wish you Godspeed.
Caller, name this sound.
There it is. An everyday sound. I'll tell you, when Robbie played it for me, what did I get on? The second guess? I think the second guess is when I got it back in the production room. Oh, Mike?
And the odds are in my favor.
I'm sorry.
Yes!
I was too busy thinking about answering.
Mm-hmm. Yes!
No, Mike.
Okay.
That's not it. Buzz, did you have a guess?
Yes. That's all the filler I got.
No. You on the tele. See, both Mike and Buzz just held up their answers, wrote them down.
Yeah.
You, my friend, in Spokane, what is that?
Is it a toilet seat falling down?
Can you be a little more specific?
Toilet lid going down and hitting the toilet.
Oh, we're sorry.
Now I don't know if you were playing or not, and I'll never know if you were playing or not. Mm-hmm. Were you doing that for my benefit?
Yes,
were you
I was. Totally for your benefit. Thank you. Don't forget that every guest is a clue for you.
That's awesome.
You white
Thank
devil.
You, my friend. We live to torment you, Mike.
You do. You know this tortures me each and every day.
I know.
You'll let me know if I get it, but you'll torture me until I do.
And wait till you get it.
Really?
It's going to be one that you should get immediately.
Will it make me cry like it always does?
Yes. Buzz, yes. You know, we do have more time for news and comments.
Cool.
Albeit very late in the show. What's your lead story for this go-around?
New York's mayor picks up some sympathy votes.
as predicted on Friday.
Yes, absolutely.
As predicted,
we have the
number. Right. And I won't be talking about eating anything, okay? Even though we're going to be talking about Rudy Giuliani's prostate.
Mm-hmm.
2, 4, 6, 8.
Stay cool.
You know, blah, 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 your prostate. Thank you, Buzz. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
For news and comments.
News and comments.
Coming up.
Coming up.
On the Don and Mike
Not
Show.
Not on my show. That was very...
Censorational. That's right. Like a daily 4-hour Hot Carl. The Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Well, the wife of New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani is postponing her performance in the off-Broadway show called The Vagina Monologues.
Well, that, I wanted to know what her vagina had to say.
You were going to go to that show. That was going to be one Broadway show you were going to go see.
That's right.
She may appear in it later, but right now she's giving family circumstances as the reason for her not taking part. The mayor just last week announced he has prostate cancer. His actress wife, Donna Hanover, didn't mention Rudy in her statement. And by the way, a new statewide poll shows that Giuliani's popularity appears to have increased since he announced he has prostate cancer.
The survey... Told you on Friday.
The survey shows that he's now once again in a dead heat with Hillary.
Right.
And you will also be referred to as conspiracy theorist Don Geronimo.
So now Hillary's going to have to come up with some kind of cyst.
Yes.
To pull back in front of him.
Not a competition.
I think it would be too much if she found a lump.
Right.
Yeah. Then.
But I think a cyst.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I was working with Mrs. Clinton, that's what I'd say to her now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right.
He comes up with a prostate. You match him with a cyst.
Cyst for prostate.
Right.
Michael Jackson has a new album coming out in September. About the same time as a new...
Called Me Like Boys.
Well, it's funny because the album's coming out about the same time as a new tell-all book about him written by his former manager.
I love you too. He's a liar.
Frank DeLeo managed Jackson's career for 5 years.
Frank DeLeo. I've been out with him.
Well, he managed Jackson up right through the Bad album and the tour that went with it.
He was in Wayne's World.
And DeLeo won't talk about what we'll find in the book, except to say that there'll be a chapter about his affinity for young boys.
You know what? We have to get Frank on this show. Frank,
absolutely.
Frank, back when he pushed records,
mm-hmm.
was one of my closest friends, and really, really knows every piece of dirt about Michael Jackson.
I mean, during the heyday,
yeah, like
he was the main man.
Right. Thriller.
Right.
When, you know, when you had... PYT and The Thriller and Billie Jean and all those songs on the chart at the same time. Frank DeLeo was the guy that was behind it all.
And if you ever want to see what Frank DeLeo looks like, really rent Wayne's World. And at the very end, when they get the record deal, he's Mr. Isn't it Mr. Big?
Mr. Big.
He's
right.
Mr. Big in Wayne's World.
Right.
Well, Frank says this book will explain how Jackson was generous to the families of all the boys he liked to play with. DeLeo says Jackson was rewarding boys' families well before he paid $20 million to quiet the complaints of a Los Angeles dentist.
I have rhinoceros skin.
13-year-old son.
Hi, could a little Billy come over and play? I'll give you $20,000.
However, the book may never see daylight. Jackson's people say DeLeo signed a confidentiality agreement and they intend to hold him to it.
Well, F that.
It'll be money.
Right, it'll be a great book.
And yet he says he's writing a book that'll be out in September.
Wow.
Baseball and wife swapping will be the subject of the next movie from Matt Damon and Ben Affleck.
Well, you're halfway there, Buzz.
The New York Post says boys...
That's at least one movie you'll sit through half of.
That's why he's been out in the parking lot working on his fastball.
I love baseball.
The New York Post says the boys want to make a movie about Yankees pitchers Fritz Peterson and Mike Kekich. Those players made national news in 1973 when they went public with their wife swapping adventures.
It's a movie we can see together.
Yeah.
It'll be like the Reese's Peanut Butter.
Right.
Well, you got wife swapping in my baseball.
Yeah, baseball and my wife swapping.
There you go.
Hold on, Buzz.
All right.
Let me see. Hello. Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, how you guys doing tonight?
Hi, we're doing great.
Good, good. Hey, Don, I need your advice.
Yes.
Girlfriend called me today, 3 years girlfriend. She says she's got gonorrhea.
All right, well, she's got it. That means you got it.
Watch out.
Well, that's a good chance. What would you do? I called the doctor today, and the test is, it's the old Buzz test, where they insert that thing inside the... Would you have it done, or just let it go?
Based on my many times with gonorrhea, I would say...
What did you do when you had gonorrhea?
Well, the first time I went to the doctor, but the 20 or 30 times I've had it since,
right.
It's always just run its course.
That's good.
So don't even medicate.
No. Take some Motrin or some Advil.
Right.
That's all I've got.
You might say that. I just would recommend a good long soak.
Right. But either way, the 30, maybe 40 times now that it really processes that it had gonorrhea.
Right. From different reasons, right?
Full-blown gonorrhea.
Full-blown drip of gonorrhea.
It's okay. Once you get used to it.
Yeah, Mike, and I want to tell you, soaking doesn't help, and perfumes only cover it up.
Actually, after a while, it becomes a companion on the long, lonely nights.
Yeah.
You know, when I only have the drip of gonorrhea to keep me company.
It puts
company.
You to sleep.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, it makes a nice, peaceful sleep.
I want to tell you something. Gonorrhea is getting a bad rap.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Robitussin.
Bye-bye. Yeah.
Put some Tussin on it.
Pour some Tussin on it. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don.
Hi.
Hi, Mike.
Hi.
I was calling to report that I'm very unhappy in Baltimore. Not with you guys. I love you guys. I've been listening since 87. Baltimore Channel's cutting you off at like 6:45 and playing week to 2 week old commercials.
Honey, that is the most effed up station that we have, the station in Baltimore.
What can I do about it?
Move to move to D.C.
Yeah.
I used to live down there, and I moved away from there. I wasn't such fond of that.
Move to New York.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you a list of cities that run the whole show every day.
But nothing I can do to straighten out the Baltimore station.
No, you could move to Washington, move to Wichita, move to Portland, Oregon.
I'm ready to fight this. I'm ready to start a campaign. I'm not ready to move.
Has no one fought that?
You could move to Spokane, Washington, Iowa City, Iowa, Fort Myers, Florida, Seattle, Washington, Anchorage, Alaska.
There you go.
New York City. Or Memphis, those are the shows, those are the stations out of the 60-some stations. Those are the ones that run it every day, no matter what, start to finish.
All right. Well, I appreciate it.
Thank you. Call you all, honey.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Yeah, but don't blame Stan the Fan.
Bye-bye.
Yeah,
bye-bye.
Please.
I think I got gonorrhea from him five, maybe six times.
Yeah, and all you did was shake his hand.
Buzz, hold on.
All right.
We have to do this. We'll be back.
Right.
Buzz.
Not a mic. Star Trek's Patrick Stewart shocked the theater world in New York over the weekend by turning his curtain call into a tirade against the producers of his current Broadway show.
I'm a woman.
Shocking.
For if I have not plucked the rose, number one.
He accused the Schubert Theater.
You still remember that? Don't you?
That one great episode of Star Trek: The Next Generation, where he has to convince this Ferengi dude that he's in love with Deanna Troi's mother.
That's right.
So he goes into this whole big soliloquy, this whole Shakespeare thing. Where he goes,
"For if I have not plucked the rose,
Patrick Stewart."
That's all I know. If I have not plucked the rose, and he makes the Ferengi think that he's really in love with Deanna Troi's mother.
You can go see him on Broadway.
Not a chance.
In his tirade, he accused the Schubert Theater Organization of failing to promote his show, The Ride Down Mount Morgan, referring to the playwright...
about Harry Morgan. J.P. Morgan, Laurie Morgan.
Referring to the playwright...
Joe Morgan.
King of the Morgan.
Stewart told the stunned audience, Arthur Miller and I no longer have confidence in the producer's commitment to this production...
Robert W.
...or their willingness to promote and publicize it. Nobody's ever said or done anything like that in Broadway history, according to the New York papers.
I want to say, F the producers.
The producers have issued a statement saying their commitment...
Make it so.
He comes out in his uniform.
This is not the uniform I was supposed to wear.
They say their commitment to the show could not be stronger, the producers do.
Liars. Mr. Wolf? Yes. I'm sorry, I was having violent sex backstage.
Warp 7.
Yes, Captain.
Engage.
Yes, Captain.
And tell Wesley Crusher he's a giant fag.
Yes, Captain. Very good.
In case you're wondering whatever happened to Bonnie Franklin from TV's One Day at a Time...
She was swallowed by her own mouth.
No, she's doing dinner theater in Overland Park, Kansas.
Yeah, well done.
With Bonnie and 8 tennis balls.
Now, there's a show.
Sure.
Bonnie's new to dinner theater, and she says she was afraid the smell of meat would make her sick.
It always has before.
Just ask Schneider.
Franklin's a vegetarian, and that meat smell, she says, makes her woozy.
She's a vegetarian, I believe.
Luckily for her, the audience is required to finish its meal before the show begins. Hustler magazine publisher Larry Flint has lost an employee and a customer.
A woman in Akron, Ohio, ordered a skateboarding magazine for her 15-year-old son.
Send her son a copy of the skateboarding magazine with throwing Hustler.
Instead of the skateboarding magazine, she got a copy of something called Hustler Taboo.
Hustler Taboo, that's a collection of things reviewed by society or something that's not quite kosher.
Hustler Taboo is for people who think Hustler doesn't go far enough. Larry Flint publishes both magazines, but was reportedly livid about the mix-up and fired the employee on the spot. He also apologized to the woman, but that wasn't enough for her. She says she didn't know the skateboarding magazine came from the man who puts out Hustler.
I'd just like to give her a free subscription to Hustler Taboo.
Imagine Larry Flint calls up, talks to the little boy. Hello, does... How does your mom feel about urination? That's the whole big thing in Hustler, right? Yes. Getting naked.
Penthouse.
I'm sorry.
Penthouse is what does.
Penthouse is where they pee on the floor.
I bet you could find that in Hustler.
Oh, yeah. Girls peeing on the floor.
That's right.
That's the new thing. So tapping touch tones there. Caller 100 time now. Don't forget, be assertive.
Yes.
Prize package selected especially for you. Call Toya Swallow.
Toya Swallow.
She's standing by at 1-877-365-3636.
You do a good show.
Be good, or they'll put you in a sack and take you to Spain. The Don and Mike Show.
Right, right. Hi, Buzz.
In sports, the Indiana Pacers visit the Milwaukee Bucks tonight. The Pacers lead that best of five series 2-1. A win tonight puts them in the second round of the NBA playoffs. Philadelphia can close out Charlotte tonight. The Sixers lead that series 2-1. Game 4 with the Hornets is tonight in Philly. The Atlanta Braves go for number 14 tonight. The Braves have won 13 in a row, giving them a 3-game lead over the Mets in the National League East. Tonight, the Braves open a series against the Dodgers in Los Angeles. And finally, Tushon Thompson never should have looked at that other woman during church yesterday.
Why?
He never even should have looked like he was looking at another woman. Because after church, police say his wife, Sidonia, tried to run him over with a car. She missed, but police say she tried again. She missed again, but she allegedly tried a third time and allegedly succeeded. 22-year-old Sidonia, a Baptist in Covington, Louisiana, now faces attempted murder charges. The husband, 24-year-old Tushon, was treated at a hospital and then released. Police say he did duck out of the way on Sidonia's first two tries, but stood defiantly in her way with his arms crossed on that third attempt.
That's what did it.
There's a lesson to be learned there. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz. No! Yes! No! Yes, that's it! We're out of show. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
Hello.
Hey, how you doing? I was on hold earlier about the woman that came out of the house naked.
Do you want a contest now? Call us tomorrow.
Call you tomorrow?
Right.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
No problem.
Bye.
Later.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I'm caller 100.
Right. Yes, you are. What's your name?
Bill Turner.
Bill, where are you from?
Waldorf, Maryland.
Bill, you've won the 6 cents prize pack. Everybody ordered a 6 cents tonight from Cox Cables In Demand. Call 703-378-8888 now to order. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
Enjoy.
Very good.
Las Vegas-style show. It'll be Wednesday night at Carmen Kaboom. That is in Columbia, Maryland. We've talked about it a lot today. Don't cost nothing to get in. Lots of girls. Lots of dentists. Phone number 410-740-2016. Hit the stage at 9 o'clock. Don't cost nothing. We will see you there. Thank you for listening to the show. That's our way of saying thank you for listening. Thank you. Good night, Buzz.
Thank you. Good night, Don.
Thank you. Good night, Mike.
Thank you. Good night, Don.
And now, Sydney.
I heard that.
If you will please throw your beret in the air, just like Sydney, Tyler Moore.
You might not make it after all.
Boys,
all right. See you tomorrow.
So long, everybody.
Bye bye.
Till we meet again. Sammy Davis Jr. saying, yeah.